This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming, only on Hulu.
Basic bitch.
I'm a little whore.
That was a dirty receiver.
Almost in quarantine. When was our first quarantine year?
No, I'm pretty flaccid right now.
Who gives a fuck?
Oh yeah.
My dick grew.
All right.
White.
I'm a basic bitch when it comes to my Starbucks. Oh.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Hey.
This is great. This is fun. Come on.
Me. Okay.
Let's get it started in here. Let's get it started. You can't give me blue balls like that, man. I was so ready for it.
I closed the door. That was just me closing. Okay.
Ooh, that was exactly like it. Welcome, everybody, to another episode of The Wanger Show.
Another one.
This is episode 223. Cody, what's that Pokemon?
That's a Remoraid. It's a fish.
Drake Remoraid?
That's Remoraid. That's how it goes. It's a fish.
Oh.
Yeah, that's a moray. That's where I was going with
that's
that.
That's a
moray? That was the fun I was making there.
Right,
Christian whatever. Made a Friends reference.
Thanks, Brian.
I was doing a general... I don't even
know. Dr. Drake Remoraid.
Okay.
The hit show Days of Our Lives. Welcome, everyone.
Woo!
Yeah. It's kind of real. June 14th. It's happening!
That's like this many days. Seven. For audio only listeners.
Eight days.
Five by my count, but close.
I fucking love this.
So great. Yeah.
What does he put up? How many numbers, fingers?
There he goes. If today's he's
Bob.
Like, if today's Tuesday and we got to be there by Friday, 8 days, but he puts up 10 fingers. Welcome. Yes. Look, y'all. Hey, we are back in studio next week, next Monday, baby. June 14th in studio. You get to see the brand new set. Yes, we do have a brand new set. Get in focus, you motherfucker.
You're not going to have to worry about that next week, Christian.
You know what? Fucking, I'll be out of focus. Stupid.
Yeah, you stay out of focus the rest of the show.
No. Don't follow me, you fucking piece of camera. No. Yeah. Very excited. It's literally, I can't wait to put this down. You want to see a little... You want to see a little nip
don't
slip?
Don't do it. You put that back. Silly boy. No,
I'm very excited. We've been working on this for a while now. Obviously, we wanted to wait until we were safe and shot up with our digital scanners, our, our trackers. The tracker drackers. That's from Hunger Games, I think.
Those are
the bees. Yeah. But it's going to be... Very fun, very exciting. Some cool stuff coming. And I do want to give a big thank you to everybody that watches this show because everybody donated via Streamlabs or Super Chat, we were able to take some of that money and put it into a brand new set. So thank you all. Really does mean a lot to us. As soon as Cody saw it, that's what he said. And then he came. Yeah.
That's what I said when I was watching the 15-minute video that Christian sent us the other day of him like testing out the set. It was not making fun of you. I'm saying it's just fascinating that we sat down and watched a 15-minute video of you alone on the set testing it.
I got so nervous. I didn't want to make it unlisted in case anybody, because I didn't want anybody, and as if anybody was like, oh, fucking look at it. Like, I don't think they would care that much.
Characters and the numbers and everything.
Yeah. So I just kept it private, and then I sent it to you guys after the fact, just in case. Because you know those leaks? The Shazam photo got leaked the other day, so like the same thing, you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
You know, same thing is the same level. It's very exciting.
No more Zoom.
No more Zoom.
And we're done with this. I can't do my Zoom bits.
Well,
you know what you got to do tonight one last time, Brian. You got to do every Zoom bit that you have. Right there,
Jones. That was so quick.
Brian's gonna have his laptop up with Photoshop on the set, and like
I'm just gonna have some Zoom.
It to OBS. I'm like, all right, pull it up right now. Oh shit,
that's pretty fast, Brian. That's great.
Yeah.
No,
I paused it on the video somehow on that image, and I was able to get that.
Well, I will say this: I think there, despite us finally doing the show in person, I think there might still be a way to incorporate some Zoom stuff in the future, and that just comes from like a very quick exchange Brian and I had today. It was like, that'd be funny if we did this. I will,
and then like, yeah, sure,
we could do that. Yeah, we'll tell you afterwards, Cody. Maybe we won't tell Cody at all. We won't tell Cody at all.
Maybe I'll be surprised like the audience. You never know.
But yeah, the new set next Monday, and even then, it's still not exactly where I want the show to be. There's a lot more that I'd like to add to it, but. Don't know if we're quite there yet, but if we eventually do get there, then it could be really exciting. I can talk more about that when everybody actually sees the set, so they can kind of picture of what I'm thinking about and whatnot. But honestly, thank you all for all your Streamlabs and your Super Chats. We hadn't spent any of it until setting up this new set, so we're very grateful for
it. And if it looks bad, just blame yourselves.
Just blame it. You paid for it.
That's all on
y'all
you.
Y'all paid for it.
Hey, we're going to deflect all the blame.
Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, just a big shout out to all of y'all, and big shout out to Cody, who's going to make that drive every Monday.
Oh, yeah. I guess I forgot about that. It was nice filling up my tank like three times over the past year.
We'll have instead of a swear jar, we'll have a gas jar. So if somebody
Senior
sends
film
in,
is just going to pay for my mileage every day.
Pretty much.
When he sends in his super chat. That's
there you go. Yeah. Yeah. We'll have that. Very exciting. If you follow us, if you're a Patreon supporter and you're part of our Discord, we've been like teasing for so long now. And I've been trying to figure out a way just like that.
That's
like
Christian.
That.
Every time he sends one of those, fuck, I remember with the fingers. He's like,
I've been trying to figure out a way to reveal the set to them. That was my donkey impression. Because I don't know if I just want to be like, hey, because they'll see it first during the preview of next week.
The only way to solve that is to just for the Wangers warm up. It just has to be super close, tight to our face.
So
just like zooming in like crazy, cutting back and forth.
I thought about that, and I also thought about just keeping the whole room dark and us having flashlights over us.
That could be funny too.
So they can't see anything. Mm-hmm.
Much easier to pull off than my zoom and crop idea that I had there. So
no,
that
I think
work.
We could still do that. Also, that has something to do with what I would like to do in the future at some point. So We'll get into
all your secretive things, man. What are you talking about?
Get into
got
all
a little
of
hidden agenda.
Oh,
a brown noser with a hidden agenda.
Nice, nice. Lizzie McGuire, the movie. I love
it's a deep pull.
It's a deep pull,
I
Brian.
Was testing you to see if you would know where that's from.
Fucking deep,
and you did.
Fucking pull. Come on,
you
kidding me?
Exactly where that's from.
Where's that sequel at? Got a bunch of Streamlabs and Super Chats that came in already. So thank you all so much.
That's why
most of that's just going to go to Cody's gas now.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
At least
a third
of it. I think a third
of it. Wait, real quick.
Over
Cody,
$4 a gallon over here in SoCal.
Have you washed your car yet?
I've washed it once.
When?
Many months. It looks like shit right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, when you came over here, it was pretty dirty.
You would take note of that, Brian. You would judge me as I pulled.
I mentioned
your
it to you. I was like, I see, I'm not the only one that doesn't wash his car, but I got my wash. I can talk shit to you now.
Good.
Wash
good
that
you,
shit.
Brian.
Wash that shit.
I gotta wash my car. Is very. I literally have shit in the back.
You
of my
took
car.
A shit.
I took a shit right on my car.
Okay.
Yeah. Let me get to some of these super chats in Streamlabs. Chris Ramirez donated via super chat saying, "Week 6 of bringing up Rush Hour 2. You don't ever touch a Chinese man CD."
Did I tell you when we were watching Rush Hour 2, I showed Laura it for the first time?
Yeah.
And then in the second one, they're in Jackie Chan's car and he has the Beach Boys Greatest Hits.
Yeah.
Laura's like, "Oh, I have that CD."
The Beach Boys Greatest Hits.
Yeah.
She's like, "I got it on vinyl back here in the living room.
My favorite CD, Beach Boys Greatest Hits."
That's amazing. Yeah, that's good.
That kept our Rush Hour 2 talk.
Rush Hour 2 talk. That's going to be a brand new show.
Glad we got to that. Glad we got that.
Where every week we break down and discuss and have guests come on to talk about Rush Hour 2.
Rush Hour is a great name for a podcast as well. You know, like The Hour.
What?
Welcome to the Rush Hour podcast.
Whoa. For Full House fans, what was the name of Jesse and Joey's radio show?
Fuller House.
Answer in the chat.
I never watched the show or the radio
JJ
show.
Hour. I don't
know. It's similar. It's similar to what you mentioned.
College Scandal.
No, but close.
Okay.
It's just very... College Scandal.
Yeah.
USC College Scandal.
Yeah.
Was she even in that? She was in that show, right?
Yeah, it's Aunt Becky. That's where she's known from. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah,
okay. Becky. Right.
Aunt Becky.
Holy
that's
shit.
JJ, is it like a bit? Mm.
No, it's something that you said. That's why it came to my mind.
Mm. Oh, so it's hour? Something hour?
Something like
the
that.
Bro
yeah.
hour.
I don't think people will get it unless they. Oh, Cat got it.
Cat, meow.
Rush Hour Renegade. Coming at you.
That's pretty good. That's all. Arcadio got it as well.
Whoa, we got some Full House fans.
Yeah.
Rush Hour.
Speaking of Arcadio, normally I would save some of these super chats, and I'll save most of these for later in the show, but I got to call out these two. Arcadio donated $50 saying Cody's gas money. So, Cody, you might be covered for like.
That'll cover the next couple weeks. Appreciate that. Yeah.
Donate like $27 for his car wash fee. There's a car wash in Burbank. We can drop it off.
Oh, it's closed right now.
I think
when
I got
mine like a week ago.
Oh, then
you
went to that
fucking the popular one next to WB. Is that where you went?
No.
Okay, one gives me anxiety. That one's just out in the open in the middle of that busy street.
Why? Because you can't please everyone there, Cody.
No, I know I'm not getting pleased there. I'm just getting there fucking just so stressed out. I'm in my car.
Wait, you don't drop it off? You drive through it?
I love doing the drive through ones, actually.
You're a fucking
child. I love just going to the Shell and just, I'm like, I will pay an extra $5 or whatever just to go into this little drive through.
It's like a ride.
I'm down. Yeah.
They're not as thorough, though, as the other ones.
There's one on the border.
That's what my dad always tells me. He's like, "You don't go to the drive through one. Go to this one over here." I'm like, "Dad, the car's going to be clean. It's okay."
Well, the other ones, they vacuum. Once you get your ass out of the goddamn car, they'll vacuum your seats.
When I go to Jiffy Lube, they vacuum it for me. It's great.
Really? Also wanted to bring up Victor Bracamontes, who donated $100 saying for the new set / Cody's gas.
Guys,
so we can give
a
portion.
You don't have to.
We can give a portion of that to your gas, but he said the rest was for the set. So we're buying like a Jenga set or something. I don't know.
Jenga set. That's the first thing we're putting in.
Yeah.
A $100 Jenga set.
We should play Jenga every week on the show. Just like after every point's made, I'm going to take a piece out.
And whoever,
after every shitty joke that's made, you have to pull
a piece
from the Jenga set.
From like the bottom row, though.
Yeah.
So you have to really get scared.
And if it falls, you can't make any more jokes for the rest of the show.
No.
Thank you all. Jesus, you guys are such amazing human beings. We love every single one of you. We'll read. There's a lot more Streamlabs in there. We'll get to those towards
the
end.
Man, it's crazy. I got to drive down to Burbank every day. Am I right, guys? Man.
You know what would go great with Cody's drive? A new set of Jenga as he's on the road.
I would love a new car, anything, you know.
Hey.
Anyways. Yeah.
Maris asked what I'm drinking again. Thank you, Maris. It's a Diet Coke and vodka.
Vodka.
The ice is very loud. You couldn't have gotten it without ice.
Brian, you got do you usually get the Diet Coke wherever you go? Because we went to the Comedy Store this past Saturday.
Yes,
and afterwards, We got McDonald's, which, by the way, I regret because it was like I felt like shit afterwards.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do you know?
Wait, yeah. I don't know if Laura's watching. She might get mad that I'm eating McDonald's.
No, you got Brian. You got me McDonald's.
Oh yeah, yeah, You were very drunk. Yes. And I was like, no, I'm sober.
Yeah, you were sober and driving, and so
and I have to drive Christian because he's very drunk and he really wants a late night McDonald's run.
Yeah. But you did get a Diet Coke. That's all you ordered, and so that's what I was pointing out. But yeah,
I love my acetone. Is that what it's in it?
What's I don't know. That? Isn't Diet Coke really bad, though?
Get some of that acetone. You know?
Yeah. 21 jump in my acetone.
Crush that acetone, Brian.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Mm-hmm.
Smack that acetone.
I get it everywhere. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What?
I get it everywhere. Is that a question?
Oh. Diet Coke. I thought it was like Diet Coke was like really bad for you.
Every soda's bad for you.
That's true.
Yeah. If it's not water, it's not. Yeah. It's not good.
Water's bad for you. You could drown.
Too much.
Yeah, I guess so. Did you know that
up.
Water?
He's cracking himself up right now.
But did you know you can drown from
pool?
Water?
Would that be a jingle pool right now?
That absolutely would be. That might be worth two right there. That might be worth two that you got
to
pull off.
I would love to do this, but my only fear is I think I have neighbors below me now. I think people just moved in.
You got a rug. You're fine.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. And we can get, I legitimately.
As long as we all don't go, oh,
I legit
like scream.
And so, stomp.
Yeah.
I did look up. I did look up Jenga sets for the set. Like that's a legit thing that I was looking at because I was thinking of the bigger size ones, but they actually have medium size.
It doesn't matter
ones.
with ball speed.
That's true. They do have medium size sets as well. So
how much are the big ones?
Oh shit! You know what? I actually have a large Jenga
recording
set.
In progress.
Oh, thanks, Brian. 15 minutes.
Backlog it 5 seconds before you recorded that one. Okay.
I don't know if that'll grab it or if people can hear it. Did people hear
people,
that? Recording?
People will be.
Was
able
that one
to
clean?
That.
Was that one clean, guys? Let us know in the chat. Yeah.
You do have a Jenga set?
I do, but it was from my wedding. Because
stole
of course it was. And so it says like C&M 2017 on it, but maybe we'll play with those. No, I don't know.
I think that's a sentimental thing. That's for Grant to play with.
I mean, I'm sure. I think Marissa wants to get rid of it. They're just sitting in her storage unit. But I don't know.
Yeah. Well, shit.
We'll see.
What else you got in there? Got some trampolines?
No.
Why would you have trampolines?
I was gonna try to go along with that, and I'm like, no, I don't, Christian. I don't have trampolines.
Just thought of the most random thing. The most random thing.
It's a pretty strange thing to put in a story.
Yeah.
On a podcast, I
guess. People heard the recording. They heard the recording.
Good. Good. That's our other co-host. That's our robot right there.
Yeah.
If you
donate money, the robot's not going to say anything.
No, it's not going to say anything. Yeah, sorry, not sorry. We went to the store. We didn't see any comedy. We just hung out. Ellis and Kuga. Yeah.
You guys do that? That's a thing that
it's
people
a thing.
Just go there?
Yeah.
You just hang out in the patio. The patio's open
I used
now,
to hear about like Christian, Ken, Riley. Like they would just go hang out at the store. Now they're all old. So it's just Ellis and Ellis.
Fuck.
Ellis and Kuga. And so Brian just texted and he's like, you want to go to the store? And I was like, oh, I feel so adult. Yeah, I'll go to the store. Why not?
He gets in my car and he's like, I snuck out of the house today.
No, the first thing I hopped in your car.
He's got a nice shirt on and everything. He's like,
I have to.
He's like, Amber, I'm tired. I'm going to go to sleep. Yeah. And then she leaves and he throws off the blanket. Yeah. He's dressed underneath.
No, I jumps out the window.
Yeah. I hopped in the car. I was like, boys' night.
He's like tiptoeing with his shoes on his fingers. He's trying to get out of the fucking room. Oh, God.
Oh, boy. But yeah,
I'm glad you're able to get out, Christian. I'm happy for you.
It was That's fun. Good. Yeah, it was fun.
Yeah, went to the store. The patio's open, but not the kitchen. I was
Brian
really
was,
excited for
so,
chicken fingers.
Fucking Brian. So he was so upset about. I know because when we got there, Brian was so hungry, and he wanted to get some chicken fingers, right?
Yes.
And so
Comedy Store chicken fingers are the best chicken fingers.
They're really good. They have great fries too. And the first question he asks Ellis after we say hi and stuff, he's like, "Is the kitchen open?" And Mark says, no, probably not. So then he asked, when I went to go get us drinks, Brian was like, oh, ask him if the kitchen's open. And I was like, Mark said they're closed.
Brian, why don't you walk up to these people and be confrontational?
I did. And then he did. He comes back with drinks. He's like, kitchen's closed.
I had to make sure. I can't take your guys' word for it. But yeah, hung out there. We saw the Comedy Store regs.
Mm-hmm.
But can we say who Ellis did stand up for?
I don't know. I don't see why not, but I also don't know.
Okay. There was two famous people in the crowd. I don't know if that's like a rule you can't talk about, but
yeah. Yeah. It was cool though.
Yeah.
Ding ding ding.
Yeah, write that down. Topics to talk about after the show. Yeah. Christian secret set ideas.
You guys know this.
Comedians at the store and thoughts on death. Okay, we'll get
all that. In that order, too. Make sure it's in
What time did we leave? Like 12:30?
I don't know, dude. I was so fucking drunk.
Did Christian go up to you, Ryan? Was like, we're out after midnight. Look at us.
Boys night.
Dude, it's technically Sunday.
I know.
Amber texted me, but I'm asleep right now.
I didn't answer. I didn't respond. I'd be like, ah, how do you text that? I don't remember what time we got back. Got back and Amber was upset at me because I had McDonald's.
she was,
and she was like, how come you didn't offer me anything? I was like, one, I thought you'd be asleep, and two, you hate McDonald's.
Did you walk in because I thought you'd be asleep right now.
You walked in thinking you succeeded in this wonderful adventure of yours. You walked in, she's on the couch, and you're just fuck.
I was like this because I took it all like this. I had it in my hands, and she came in, or I came in, and I was like, oh, hi. And she's like, what the fuck?
Like, the lights are out, and she just like pulls the light on.
Yeah.
Where have you been?
I was like, do you want a fry? She's like, goddamn right, I want a fry. She took one bite of the fry. She's like, ew.
So I was like, going to bed.
Yeah, going to bed.
She waited up all night for you.
Yeah, pretty much.
And went to bed.
Mm-hmm. What did I say?
McDonald's on Friday night.
I said I could have walked in with a woman, and you would have been way more mad at me with McDonald's as opposed to another woman.
She's like, I'd rather you come in with a woman than with a Big Mac.
Yeah. Oh, I did not feel good afterwards. Oh,
that one was stale. That was a little stale.
It's what I told you because you only had the Diet Coke.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, Brian, you didn't eat it. Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Even though the kitchen was closed, you also didn't want to get food from McDonald's because you're a man of principle. Yeah.
And there was, there was like douchebags behind us, like blasting Dr. Dre.
Mm. Okay.
And that shit. I was like, God damn! I just want to order. I don't want like. I mean, I was that person, you know, in like high school.
Oh, blasting Dr. Dre.
Yeah.
What was your high school music that you would blast out the car as you're leaving the school parking lot for the day?
Oh, dude.
Trivium.
Trivium. So imagine, remember, Slipknot. All boys Catholic school, and set up the scene.
Red jumpsuit apparatus.
Here's the switch school. Foot. Switchfoot is good. Our parking lot. Rise Against is good. I would play the Black Dahlia Murder, a black metal.
Nice.
That's crazy. Nice. And just because every time we'd pass by, there was like a turnaround, and there was the front of the school. And so every time you drive from our parking lot where the seniors park, you would have to drive in front of the school where everyone's either waiting for rides or security's there, teachers are walking out and stuff. And I'm just blasting this fucking death metal music. And I'm like, yeah, I'm a rebel. God.
Meanwhile, Cody's playing the Red Album by Weezer. And that's what I'm blasting out of the fucking thing.
Red for angry.
No, the pretty happy songs in that album. As soon as 2:30 rolled around, hitting that Pork and Beans, just playing that.
Beverly Hills.
Yeah, just ready to get outside. You know, that was me leaving my school for the day.
Cool. Yeah, rock and roll high school. What was that like?
Not great. You know, nothing amazing happened.
Fuck them, Cody. That's what I say. I say fuck them
all.
No,
nothing traumatizing either. It just was pretty uneventful. Four years of my life.
Yeah,
I'd say.
Boring.
Uneventful.
Fuck them.
Yeah. Yeah, that was me.
Okay.
Yeah.
You can say no.
I don't know what we're talking
about. I don't know either. I don't know what idea.
You know, I was thinking the other day, guys, what happened to Fat Joe? Remember Fat Joe?
Oh, yeah. He was in Scary Movie 3.
Big pun, Fat Joe, yeah.
Remember Fat Joe? What happened
to that
guy?
Blast him leaving
As you're leaving high school.
Yeah.
Fat Joe.
I don't know.
Scary Movie 3 was on TV the other day, and I was watching that. And I was like, what happened to that guy?
He was an actor in the movie?
Yeah, he played himself. Really?
Yeah.
Really?
It was during the rap battle scene.
He had a couple hits, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe he got tired of being called fat.
Okay, understood.
Maybe he lost weight. I think. Okay. Did he lose weight?
I don't know. If he didn't, hey.
I'm on it. Let's see. Yeah.
Maybe he's just Joe now.
He's just Joe. He's just a guy named Joe.
Fat Joe.
Was he PH fat? Or was it actually FAT?
No, I think it was Fat.
Fat Joe.
Oh, he lost 100 pounds. Good for you, Fat Joe.
Oh, look at you, medium-sized.
Not so Fat Joe.
Not so Fat Joe. There you go. Yeah.
Yeah.
Lean back.
Nick Reeves says, I think Fat Joe died.
Oh, no.
did he die?
That was my first thought. I was like, oh, no, did he, like, die? What happened to him? No one's heard from this guy. He was a big deal in, like, 2004, 2005.
Mm.
But
yeah, he had JB, a song with J-Lo.
JB said Fat Joe was at the Mayweather Logan Paul fight.
Was he really?
Oh
there
you go.
Great.
There you go. That answers your question. What in the world is Fat Joe doing?
There you go. He's going to circuses. And he's going
we'll
to
check back in next week on to see what he's doing.
Yeah,
be a weekly segment.
He's attending, what's Fat Joe up to? Attending events that is a shame, that is just a blasphemy against boxing and sports in general. Everybody should be ashamed of themselves. This sport is about gentlemen, not circus animal. I don't know. I don't have any.
Did I pay for it?
Yes, I paid for it. I did pay for that.
No, I didn't. I watched.
I'm not the problem. Hold on.
I watched clips. I watched highlights. No, I didn't want to pay for that.
No, I didn't see it at all. I saw a couple of Twitter clips that went out there.
The memes.
I think I
that
saw Floyd like knock him out, and then like he caught him because he wanted the fight to keep going.
I saw that. Yeah, people are like making a conspiracy out of it. Like he, because people think it was like all stage, which.
Of course.
Why not? Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
I would imagine
it's all for
so.
Money. It's all like there's literally no winner. That's a slap in the face to anybody.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like there's no winner.
Yeah.
Like, why would you even bother?
Yeah. I don't know. It's just a weird. I don't care about boxing in general. So it's just like, fuck it. Stir up the pot. Why not? I don't really care for Logan Paul that much.
I get them so confused. I thought Logan Paul just fought.
I didn't know they both were fighting. I thought it was just Jake that was fighting. I didn't know Logan Paul was boxing.
No, I think Logan did it first. He fought not even a boxer. He fought another YouTuber named KSI. He's like a British YouTuber. And he was like one of the first. I think they were the ones that kind of pioneered this whole YouTubers boxing. Dude, do you guys know that there's a YouTuber versus a TikTok boxing event that's happening?
No,
they're
I don't follow any of this. How do you know all this?
We need a meteor to come to this fucking planet and just get
wipe us all out.
Oh, no,
what I think is the worst. Have you seen? This is off topic, real quick. There's like videos of like Joe Biden and Dr. Fauci talk to YouTubers, influencers. It's the like worst thing I've ever seen in my life.
They're trying.
Continue. Yeah. They're trying to hit the youth.
Yes.
Joe Biden's like, you know what I'll do. I'm from Delaware.
I'm gonna touch your face.
It sounds like it all. We gotta work on that one, guys. We spent four years working on the Trump impression. We gotta work on the Biden one.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
What is this, the YouTube versus TikTok challenge? Yeah, there's an event going on where it's YouTubers versus TikTokers, and they're just like it's like a regular boxing match where there's like, you know, like title cards, like there's multiple TikTokers fighting YouTubers. It's ridiculous.
It's the entertainment we deserve, guys.
I guess so.
Yeah,
it's what people are paying for. We deserve this shit.
I thought Logan. Wait, who fought the basketball player?
That was Jake Paul.
And then before that. Did someone fight McGregor?
No.
Mayweather fought McGregor.
Mayweather fought McGregor. I think one of the Paul brothers were trying to get Conor McGregor, but Conor was like, no, go fuck yourself.
So, like, I don't, I'm trying to follow. I don't know. They just look like complete douchebags when I see them. They look like complete assholes.
Oh, yeah. What I will say, honestly, about Logan Paul, I've actually seen some of his podcasts before, and it's like, oh, wow, he seems different a little bit. I mean, I think he still has the, because obviously, like, when he was, like super young and in his, I guess, prime YouTube days, he was just an obnoxious asshole. Like, he was acting in movies. Like, he was an actor. So, like, he was just acting like a fool. And then he obviously did the Suicide Forest thing, and he kind of went
downhill. That's the one that did that?
Yeah. The older brother, Logan Paul, did that one.
Okay.
And then, like he almost kind of made a comeback, like, right away, but didn't change at all. So he was kind of the same. So it was just like, oh, that was kind of a slap on the wrist, and then just break the wrist, walk away, and now he's fine.
Well, nothing matters anymore. Literally nothing matters.
No, absolutely
like,
not.
It just brings notoriety and brings attention, and that's all they want.
They're just, you're playing into it, guys. By talking about the fight, by watching the fight, we're all part of the problem.
And they couldn't care. Again, like, Cody's worried about everyone liking him. So he can be.
I'm not that worried about that, Brian. Warm up section, $3, but go on.
Yeah.
But these guys do not care if you hate them or if you like them,
no.
If you love them.
They just don't care
because they're raking in millions.
Yeah, if anything, they thrive.
Millions
off
upon
of,
millions.
They
yeah.
thrive off of that hate.
Yes. Yeah.
But I'm saying, like I have seen like a big shift in Logan Paul, at least, because actually his podcast is actually not too bad. I've like listened to whole episodes with guests that I've like wanted to listen to. And he had like a great like kind of speech during the Black Lives Matter movement after the all that was going down last year. Like he like broke it down and you know, he said some actually like really powerful stuff. I was like, wow, fuck, I didn't expect that from him.
He's your guy.
Jake Paul
your...
like loot stores.
Well, yes, he. So he. That's the contrast. Like he, okay. Logan Paul had this like wonderful speech and like spoke truths. And meanwhile, his brother was like literally breaking into stores, acting like his. Jake Paul is the worst human being on the planet. He's just terrible. Oh, okay.
They both seem like assholes. But
well, I mean,
they look like they're acting because the clip you sent me or sent us today, like it literally, like he puts on a face when he's like holding of doing a selfie video. You can see when it starts recording, he like gets into character.
Well, he was
like, all right, I'm going to be the asshole right now.
He was an actor too. He was on Disney Channel. He had a Disney show. Like he was an actual Disney Channel star.
Is that where these guys are from? They're from like Disney shows.
I don't think
just like came from YouTube.
I think they were from Vine.
They were from Vine. Yeah. And then Jake Paul, the younger brother, went on to do a Disney show. And then he was acting like a fool and like an idiot, and so he got fired from Disney because of his antics.
That's right, I remember this now.
It's actually as annoying and weird as they both are, it's both fascinating to watch because you look at like their father too, and their father is like, ugh. Like there's this video, I don't know if it was on Logan Paul or Jake Paul's channel, where they were doing like a kissing prank where they blindfolded a girl, I think she was like, you know, of age. She was like in her 20s, but you know, a young girl. And the prank, I guess the test was like she had to guess who she was kissing, and the dad was there.
Ooh.
And the dad ended up kissing her, and he's like in his 50s. Like it was just gross. And like,
so he's a piece of shit too.
Yeah. So
it just breeds more.
It's just like, it's just fascinating to look at all of this, and just think like, wow, this is it. This is what the unfortunate thing about all of it. Is that this is what kids watch, you know, like these are what kids watch these guys and like, oh, wow, I like these guys. I want to be them. And
well, that's what I imagine. Like I try to equate it with something that we were into and the Jackass people would be like our guys from our generation.
And I think the difference is that we got Jackass in small bites. We didn't get them every single day.
They weren't on YouTube. Like,
no, like vlogging or anything like that.
Yeah.
And I think even if they had been, like, they wouldn't have been as, like, disruptive or,
Most of their pranks, some of them weren't, but most of them were, like, at the expense of themselves, too.
Yeah.
You know
what I
mean?
They would get hurt themselves.
They weren't going in public, like, punching people in the face or, not that the Paul is dead. I'm saying, like, that's the comparison.
Yeah.
But I imagine still, like, the Jackass people would, like, wreck hotel rooms or do crazy shit and like literally like bust through a convenience store.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you would hope that they have like the decency to clean it up after.
You would hope. Yeah.
Or have a crew. Like it's all for a stunt. Like this is like the Paul brothers, Paul Bearer brothers.
That's great.
Undertaker!
Are actually like living this persona where like this is our thing. We're Jackass. It's like for a TV show, for a movie, whatever.
Yeah.
I don't care.
I think they're just trying to live that rock star lifestyle. And you know, I don't know if I would go as far as saying Logan Paul's like a terrible human being, but I think Jake Paul's kind of, he's also, Jake Paul's been accused of sexual assault as well. And you know, so it's like that one, and it's the same thing as kind of getting brushed under the rug.
You make money.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah.
Make other people money.
Well, I guess I'll segue out of this, guys. What happened to Bubba Sparks? Remember Bubba Sparks, guys?
Kelly Paul, Bubba Sparks.
Yeah, he had the song Miss New Booty, where the girl opens up the box and it gives her a new booty.
What was the song?
That's in the music video?
The song's called Miss New Booty. You don't remember this?
Soundbite. I need that as a soundbite.
It says... Let me look up the lyrics to this.
Is that
shit.
The
Hold
booty
on.
Booty booty rocking everywhere?
Yes, it is. Yes,
oh,
it is.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. He's saying that. Really?
Hold on now. Let me look at this here. The lyrics are literally booty 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 rocking everywhere. Yeah, and repeat that three times, and
do a verse for us.
I found you, Miss New Booty. I gotta do it without.
Do a straight face, straight face.
Come on, Cody. Come on,
all right.
Confidence.
I found you, Miss New Booty. Get it together, then bring it back to me. Hit the Players Club for about a month or two. Put a tan on it, then see what it do.
Hell yeah.
And then it repeats.
Dang. King Sport Call says, I seen Bubba in concert. Hell yeah, he did.
Oh, man.
Hell yeah, he did.
What does he say? Collie Park? What does he say? What's the opening? Collie Park? Bubba Sparks.
I don't know what that is. Yeah,
I thought that was like his like call sign, like Callie Paw.
Get it right, hit it tight. That's another word that it says here. Yeah. This, oh man, there are plenty more lyrics. I'm not going to keep going with this. This is pretty provocative stuff.
Let's look up some provocative lyrics for Cody to read. Cody, I'm going to send you these song. This
nothing that's going to get me canceled here, Brian. Come
no,
on.
No, man. No.
No, like what we do.
How
we were just
you
saying.
Think I would do that to you.
I just looked up forgotten 2000s rappers, which is where I got to Bubba Sparks here. But
Bubba Sparks.
We're just saying everything gets swept under the rug. You'll be fine. You'll be fine.
Yeah, sure. Because I make plenty of money to sweep that under.
Yeah, but everybody loves you. You make one mistake, and they're like, "Oh, that's Cody. He'll be fine." You know what I mean?
All right, this song here, it says. I remember this one.
Wait. All right, you're gonna say the opening.
I'm gonna
line.
Speak it though.
Yeah, you're gonna speak it.
Because in the song they do something else, right?
and then hopefully people. Or we'll get it in the chat.
Game. You gotta get it just by me saying the lyrics.
From Cody's spoken word lyrics, please give your guess in the chat.
Here we go. Hey, how you doing, little mama? Let me whisper in your ear. Tell me something that you might like to hear. Got a sexy ass body and your ass looks soft. Mind if I touch it to see if it's soft? Nah, I'm just playing, lest you say I can. And I'm known to be a real mess. I can't get through it straight. I'm sorry.
Come on.
And I'm known to be a real nasty man. They say a closed mouth. Oh, my goodness. This is what? Oh, they say a closed mouth don't get fed. So I don't mind asking for I think I'm going to stop there. We get the point of the song at that point. I think people have guessed it. At this
one
point.
Guy
Let's
got it.
Look. Okay, then we're good to go. I think we're
Anarchy 1408 got the whisper song by the Yin Yang Twins. The chorus is, hey, bitch, wait till you see my dick. Wait till you see my dick.
It's like, there's no metaphors. It's just very straightforward with what the guy's saying right there.
And he goes, like, BM, 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 BM.
Oh my goodness.
All right, Cody, try that one.
Oh god, now what? Good job sending genius links here, guys, where they can really analyze these lyrics. Oh, I know I'm not reading.
Come on.
Of a bitch.
What's that one?
Only because
the
Paula
song from last year that broke the internet.
Paula Becker asked for it in the chat if you want to look it up. I tried, Paula. I tried. I did see the first line. I was like, "Oh, Cody, I don't think you can."
No, stop right there. Yeah, but anywho,
find other ones.
Great music video though, like top tier entertainment. Watch that video many a times.
Oh, you guys remember Chameleonaire? Remember him? Chameleonaire? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was another one that. Such an interesting topic. Fascinating article here. Mike Jones, remember Mike Jones?
Mike Jones. Yeah.
Man, Mims. Man, This Is Why I'm Hot was the name of that song.
This Is Why I'm
Why
Hot.
Why is he hot?
This is why.
This is why.
This is why. This is why. This is why I'm hot.
No, he gives a reason.
I'm hot because you're not, I believe is what it was.
He says, I'm hot because I'm fly.
Okay. Never mind. Yeah.
You ain't because you're not.
Okay.
Dude, remember Soldier Boy? I remember middle school or high school dances, they would play Soldier Boy. And literally in the on the dance floor, he'd be like, "Superman the hoe, you like holy shit." We're all like looking around. Are we cool?
They play that at your Christian high school?
Catholic, big difference.
Catholic, Catholicism.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Cody, what about this one?
Jesus listened to
send me another one here. Let's
Jesus see. Listened to West. You listen to WAP.
I just saw the artist. Now I'm nervous. Okay.
Start from the verse.
Okay, well, I'm a big fan of this person, so let's see. We all know this.
This person.
Yeah. Oh, break him on the first line. That's what I'm talking about.
The verse. Start with the verse. You don't want to go with the intro.
Okay.
The intro will give away.
No, I think you should do the
intro. Okay, I'm not doing the intro there.
Just do it very slowly. Just be careful.
I don't like this segment at all. I'm regretting all this. Oh, okay. I can only do three lines here before it gets dangerous for me. Here we go.
All right, here we go.
Hey, yo, dog. I meet bitches, discreet bitches, street bitches / Cocoa Puff sweet bitches. What? make you want to eat bitches, but not me. And I'm going to stop right there, guys. Because the next line has a word I don't want to say.
Skip that line.
No, I'm probably good.
He said Cocoa Puff bitches.
I'm trying to say it like as like lame as I possibly could.
That's such a great line.
Yeah, it really is.
Does anyone know where that's? Oh, Daniel Savoy got it.
Yeah, you got
the artist.
Okay.
Cocoa Puff bitches. Oh my god. Oh, if you have any safe song recommendations that Cody can mouth off.
Anything really? Not anything really. I should probably clarify. Maybe not anything, but anything that'd be good.
Oh boy, that's
also do some Bare Naked Ladies, Third Eye Blind. If you guys want to
play
those,
it's
Christian rock, Switch Foot. We were meant to live for so much
give
more.
Give me some POD, you know, stuff like that. I can easily do that, guys.
R.I.P. DMX. R.I.P.
Making sure, I hope I did him proud there with the renditions.
That's why he made music. That's why he made music.
So
right
people
there.
Like me can go on a podcast and read that off.
Oh
okay.
Boy. Hey, there's as we're searching for more songs for Cody to speak, as if he's like preaching.
We're gonna wrap up the show now.
We're not.
That's what we're doing. Okay.
There's about 100 of you guys watching right now, so please, if you can hit that like button, that absolutely helps us out. Keep commenting away in the chat, and if you're watching on the playback, leave a comment down below. I love seeing all the lurkers. I want to see more. I sometimes now I see like, oh, I know that lurker. I want some new lurkers. If you've never commented on this show before or on this channel in general, I want to see you. Where are you at, yo? Where are you at? Stop hiding. Stop hiding. Get out from under the rock and say hi. Just come say hi. Bring the rock with you. It's cool. Keep searching. Keep searching. And as they keep searching, also, we have a brand new video out, the Wanger Drive-Thru. It is new. It is out. Please be sure to go and check that out. It was a lot of fun doing that. Cody is actually currently working on a brand new video. It's actually very, very funny. The patrons.
Yeah, very soon. Very
the
soon
patrons will get it first. And so if you want to see it first, join our Patreon, patreon.com/wangers. It really helps us out here on the show, on this channel in general. We have a great community over there on our Discord, which you only get via Patreon access. So check out all of those things, and if you ever want to listen to us on the go, check out us on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, Anchor. Actually listening to us there, rate and reviewing on the podcast on the audio side really does help us out, so we appreciate that. And once again, hit that like button. That's the easiest thing for you to do to help support this show. And this Thursday, we got a live commentary for Jackass number 2. We're continuing Jackass June all month. And I'm very excited, very much looking forward to that one. And a lot more stuff coming down the pipe for all of you. So support us any way you can just by you watching this show. Shoot. That's all we need right there. That's all we need, baby. Cody, what song do you have for us next?
I'm just reading the whole thing and I'm dying laughing. I actually know this song, too.
Yeah, it's a great song. Started from the verse, though.
The verse, not the intro, right?
First one.
Because the first line of the intro is great.
Oh, it's part of the music video.
Yeah. Here we go. When I met you last night, baby, before you opened up your gap, I had respect for you, lady, but now I take it all back. Because you gave me all your pussy, and you even licked my balls. Leave your number on the cabinet, and I promise, baby, I'll give you a call. Should I keep going? I
keep going.
Stop at this
Wait,
point.
We,
oh,
yeah,
God.
Yeah.
Sure, yeah, we need to clean, right, guys? For the
Should I tweet out right now? Cody's reading rap lyrics.
No, I want the least amount of attention on this show as possible right now. Okay, where was I? Of course, lick my balls. That's where I was. Okay. Leave your number on the cabinet, and I promise, baby, I'll give you a call. Next time I'm feeling kind of horny, you can come over, and I'll break you. I'll break you up. And if you can't fuck that day, baby, just lay back and open your mouth. Because I have never met a girl that I love in the whole wide world.
See, it ends on a nice note. He loves her in the whole world.
I'm laughing. It ends on such a sweet note. Oh, no.
All right. What is it in the chat? Let us know. What song is it?
No one guessed it in the chat.
Oh, that's a good song. Oh,
yeah, that's one of the best. No one guessed it.
Sorry to everybody, man. I thought it was pretty spot on with how it's played in the
track. That was very almost like Barbershop Quartet.
So
I think Richard got it.
Richard
got it in the chat. Oh God.
Nate Dogg.
Hell yeah. Woo! Close. Well, that's one of them.
One of them. Oh, okay. Now I'm thinking of, like, when we're in studio, we have to do this segment, and then first person to call in gets like a T-shirt or something like that, like old school K Rock or something like
yeah,
that.
That's good.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh my god, all this right, one
from the verse. Do you remember this song?
Okay, here we go. I've been a lot of places, seen a lot of faces. Ah, hell, I even fucked with different races. A white dude, his name was John. He had a Queen Bee rules tattoo on his arm. He asked me if I'd be his date for the prom, and he'd buy me a horse, a Porsche, and a farm. Gonna stop right there because the next line is gonna get me in trouble.
Yeah. No, just skip that line. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I gotta keep going. Oh, God. Okay. Yeah, yeah. Of course, you want me to get that next line in here, Brian. Okay, I'm now reading. Get ready for this one. Okay. Used to like me to spank him and, come in his mouth. And Tony, he didn't give a fuck. That's what I liked about him. Man. I think my mom just discovered this podcast, by the way, guys. Yeah, she's laughing about it. She watched a drive-thru video the other day. So, man. Yeah, I'm going to have to explain this one to the folks and see what I'm going to do.
What if your mom watched and she was like...
You done with that? Just read the last line of that verse.
Do I really have to?
Just read here, that last line.
Let's see here. Last line. He had a... Okay, let's try it. He had a big ass dick and a hurricane tongue. All right, that's what it said.
Oh,
that's what it said. Okay, guys, real happy. Are we anyone get that? I feel like the rendition was pretty spot on.
Richard Lemon got "Ain't No Fun" by Snoop Dogg. That was the fun.
Okay,
that was
oh, there you go.
Yeah, it ain't no fun. Yeah, that's a good. That's a good jam.
What was the song?
And it starts off with "This is DJ Easy Dick." Welcome back to the jerk off hour. This is DJ Easy Dick.
This is definitely. This is definitely being a segment now. This has got to be a segment.
I've never been more scared in my entire life than I have been.
Brian and I will work. We'll pick songs, but we'll be careful. We'll make sure that you're going
to
be safe.
Brian hasn't been careful so far. I've had to dodge a couple landmines here. Yeah.
No one guessed that one. That one's kind of a deep cut.
Yeah.
She's well known, but that album was a little.
The Ooh. Hurricane tongue didn't give it away. All right.
You had a big ass dick and a hurricane tongue.
hint. What? Movie was she a movie poster in on the character's wall? Do you remember this?
She was a poster.
Ben Stiller.
Oh,
in what?
Oh, Ben Stiller.
Meet the Parents.
Oh, really?
You remember that?
Really?
Maybe I'm
she
thinking
was on
of
Ben Stiller's wall and Meet the Parents.
Let me see. Am I thinking of the right? Let me just double check.
She was a character in the Notorious movie.
Okay.
I don't think anyone's guessed, so I'll just say it. Lil Kim, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
She's in Meet the Parents.
I could swear when Ben Stiller goes up to get new clothes from her younger brother, and he sees a poster of Lil Kim, he's like, Lil Kim, she's fat.
Yeah. Yeah, he was in Danny's room, apparently.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. Oh. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't remember that.
It was either that or Rush Hour 2, doesn't he say Lil Kim? Doesn't he say
oh,
that?
Oh, yeah. Hey, Lil Kim.
Of course. Yes, in Rush Hour 2, which we have to bring up. Okay. I'd almost rather talk about the Rush Hour movies than continue with this segment.
Yeah,
here,
JB but, says Lil Kim. Boy. Lil Kim.
Oh, they got Lil Kim.
So nice. We'll have.
That was, they got it. How many licks by Lil Kim?
There you go. So
how many licks till you get to the center? Oh. You guys don't know that song? Mm-mm. You know that one?
I don't think I've heard that one.
That's with Cisco. Cisco's in it. Oh. How many licks till you get? Tell me. We'll do that in the next karaoke. Don't worry.
Say, you're more than welcome to keep going.
Yeah, we'll do that. I'll play the Cisco. You play the Lil Kim.
Okay.
And we'll do that the karaoke one.
Am I the oh part? Is that me?
No, that's Cisco.
Okay. Mm.
Yeah,
Cisco.
Yeah.
Oh! King Sporkle sent in a super chat, and it's a great one. It says, main chick loves you guys. Christian, I like his hair, and he seems like he could protect me. Brian, that guy from Star Wars? Which one? Cody was the best one. I feel like I can trust the skinny white guy. It's pretty true.
Now, who does your side chick like, though?
Yeah.
More worried about the sex.
Comparison here. We need to know. Yeah.
Does it differ? If she's into you, then they're both into you, so they're being the same guy.
Yeah. Ooh, maybe. Maybe. And what's Star Wars
the
guy?
Test. Yeah, why am I Star Wars?
Brian loves Star Wars. That was amazing. Cody, I know your heart was probably pounding throughout.
Still
all
is
that.
Not going to sleep tonight, guys.
No, I think it's
in the room with you.
No, thank God. I mean, it's a pretty small apartment. She heard me. Yeah, we'll see.
She's like, were you?
I have to explain this one.
Giving out lyrics for Lil Kim.
Like, were you singing that Lil Kim song, Cody?
She's like, I love Lil Kim.
I love that song. Yeah. I love
big fan
how
of
many
that
licks?
Tune. Yeah.
I wanted Lil Kim at the wedding, but you said no.
Oh no.
Yeah, that would be great. Wedding song. How many licks did they get to the Oh.
Everybody's getting down on the song. Like, yeah, this is good shit.
Your mom is like, this is a fucking great song.
Who is this, Cody? Who does this song?
Speaking of song and getting down, I don't know.
Oh, I thought you
were. Yeah, no, I'm sorry.
Damn it.
Conjuring, the devil made me do it, Cody.
Okay, because that was the devil's music that we just listened to right there.
The devil. Brian, you saw this movie, right?
I did not.
What were your thoughts, Brian?
On the devil made me do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I did not.
Mm.
Okay.
There's a second one, Conjuring.
Yeah. This is the third one.
This
yes.
is the
this
third.
Is the third one. Okay. I only
it's
saw
it's like
the, first.
The sixth or seventh in the franchise.
Yeah.
As a whole, though,
but Brian, did you know that there's a cinematic universe surrounding this, the Conjureverse?
With Annabelle?
Annabelle?
Yeah.
The Nun?
The of those.
Oh, the Nun is part of it, too.
Uh-huh. Nun is one of them.
I saw the Yodona. Nun.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. We did a bit on Collider Live for it.
Oh, that's
they
right.
Ripped,
yeah.
They ripped off our bit of
oh, you mean
Macuga
like,
during Hereditary
we took Macuga to a horror
that's
movie?
Right, yeah.
And they're like, oh, we want to do that.
Yeah, let's put it on our channel.
Yeah.
Yeah, The Nun was terrible.
Mm, yeah, I never bothered with that one. And I actually like The Nun because The Nun is from The Conjuring 2. Vlack or Valak.
So they'll have like characters in The Conjuring. They're like, let's make a movie on that.
Yeah,
and
I think
Annabelle was a character as well.
Yeah, Annabelle was like the first spin-off movie. And then yeah, they did a spin-off for The Nun, and then La Llorona became it's in the universe of the Conjuring movie. I think there's a character that pops up or something
like
that.
Yeah, it's very very brief.
Very
they
loose.
Connected. But
yeah.
Isn't it the woman from The Mummy? Like she's in that? The Mummy girl? I don't know her name.
Sophia Boutella?
The newer Mummy film? I don't believe she's in
La Llorona.
No,
from the original.
Rachel Weisz?
Oh, you're talking about Imhotep's lady.
Yeah, Naxxon Amun. She is. Yes.
She is in La Llorona.
Yeah, because we did when we were
slow down, look at you go.
Collider, we at Comic-Con, I think the La Llorona panel came in. And
Linda Cardellini?
Linda Cardellini was there. The dude who played... is it Tuco? From Breaking Bad and
He was in it.
Is it Tuco? He's the crazy one,
is he
right?
The one he's like,
I think that is.
Yeah. Because I know he's in the movie. Yeah, and then the girl who played Naxxon Amun, she's the one in the trailer that says La Llorona.
Yeah, that's
like
she
says
like,
it proper.
Says the titular line.
Yeah, and then Linda Cardellini was like La Llorona.
La Llorona.
I auditioned for the same role. Didn't get it.
Yeah.
I don't know what went
wrong. Perry. Try to pronounce that through that whole cycle was just great.
I mean, anybody really,
it's
anyone, any of the white people.
It's very,
Collider.
Very fun. Know. And there was a lot of them. I never saw that one. But I like the first Conjuring. I really like the second Conjuring. So I like those movies and I like James Wan because I think James Wan is a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful filmmaker. He did not direct this one. The devil did.
No.
The devil.
The devil directed this
devil one. Made me direct this one. It was Michael Chaves. I think it was Michael Chaves, I believe.
Chaves.
I certainly don't know.
I believe he directed either La Llorona or The Nun.
Did.
Okay, he did.
La Llorona.
There you go. Llorona.
Yeah, The Nun was Corbin something.
James
Benson?
Corden.
No, it's James Corbin.
James Corbin. Yeah. Okay, there you go. But yeah, Conjuring, The Devil Made Me Do It, one of the HBO Max... like streaming release / theater release. I didn't go to the theater to see it.
How you feel about them releasing it on TV? It's pretty fucking awesome.
I'm fine with it. Yeah, I'm fine with it.
Theaters are still pretty busy though for it. I was talking to my buddy Gabe.
He's the manager now?
Big Peen Gabe.
Yeah. And we were talking about Conjuring and I was like, it didn't affect like the busyness. And he's like, No, people are still showing up. It's pretty crazy.
We're back. We're back in business, baby.
The theaters are back. I still haven't seen Quiet Place 2. I still want to see it.
Mm.
So I got to see it. But yeah, no, I'm totally cool with that because I think a lot of those movies that are on that slate, like for the HBO Max, I was like, yeah, I'll see that at home. But like Dune, I gotta be in the theater for that one.
Denis
Villeneuve. Joined. Yeah, that guy.
He's been pushing that back for years now, right?
He's been working on it for a very long time. I don't think he was happy either when he found out about the HBO Max. I don't think anybody really, all the directors were, because they kind of found out.
Didn't they like flip-flop on that one? They're like, it's going to be theaters only. And then like the next day, they're like, no, it's still HBO. And they're like, no, it's theaters only. And
yeah.
Like, I don't know what's going on anymore. I don't know who I am or what's happening with my life.
Mm-hmm. That'd be a weird one to see.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But.
Yeah.
Yeah, like Space Jam 2, I'm not going to see that in theaters.
That is a cinematic event, sir.
That's Space Jam.
Brian, is that the movie that's going to get you back into theaters?
No.
Okay.
Top Gun, I think I would go see Top Gun.
Okay, well, that's not on HBO Max, though.
Yeah.
It's not on HBO Max.
That's a Paramount.
That is a Paramount joint?
I believe so.
Whoa. You hear that?
What the fuck was that?
What was that? Whoa.
What? Why did it start playing?
What is that? I felt like that was
the
like
tablet
a
tablet just started playing.
Oh, okay. I felt like that was like a CB radio, like we were picking up someone's CB radio.
It's the devil. It's
yeah, the devil. Devil's making us do
play
it
that
right
music.
Now.
Okay, that was beautiful.
I had this queued up the whole time. Wait, not that one. Oh, it's all fucked up. My tablet's fucked up.
Oh no.
But yeah. So Brian, obviously you didn't watch it. You never bothered. What did you think about the first movie, Brian? The first Conjuring.
I love the first Conjuring.
I never
came across the other ones.
Okay. Second one's more or less the same.
That one's good.
The second one's really, really good. I think that's the thing. Like when we start talking about the third one, there's just things about those two movies that really, really stand out. Like I think about the scene in The Conjuring 2, not to like compare too much, but like...
Two-two.
Poo-poo. There's a whole scene where... Patrick Wilson, he plays guitar for like the family that lives at the house. And it's a really like wonderful and sentimental moment. And it's just like
the demons dancing.
Everyone's just partying. He's doing an Elvis impression. It's really, really cute. And we're just like taking the time to like just be with these characters. And then like the newest one, The Devil Made Me Do It. It was just like, I don't know. It's just like everything just happens so quickly. You don't really get it. I didn't think it was terrible or anything like that, but I don't know.
I don't feel too strongly about it. It's just kind of like, you know, it's a movie I watched, whatever, it was fine.
Yeah,
but because initially when they announced the title for it, I was like, why aren't you calling it Conjuring 3? And this one, now I've seen it, kind of get it, because it doesn't really feel like the first two movies. So it kind of feels more like the Annabelle Comes Home than Conjuring 1 and 2.
Yeah, you
know? So I kind of get it. But Annabelle Comes Home is pretty good. You still need to watch the
second one. I know, I'm a piece of shit.
Yeah. You gotta watch.
I love some David F. Sandberg. I do love him.
Does Patrick Wilson and Vera Farmiga, they just make like cameos in the new one?
No.
They're in the new one. They're the main characters. In Annabelle Comes Home, they basically made a cameo.
Wow.
But
spoilers.
Yeah.
Now I'm not gonna watch it.
You weren't watching it anyway.
Okay, I'm never gonna watch it. I will watch it.
Watch Creation, though. Watch Annabelle Creation.
Oh, that's the one. I'm sorry. Okay, that's the one you were... Okay.
Creation's incredible.
That's the one.
Comes Home's okay.
I don't care about that. I want to see the David F. Sandberg one. I don't care about the other
one. Oh, it's so good.
But yeah, I think that was the biggest thing that was missing for me was just James Wan's style. And I think the best thing about the two Conjuring movies that we had before is that they both have the same structure, basically. It's like you have your opening scene where they tackle like... So, like some random
Brian, we still heard it.
Yeah,
we've always been able to hear it. You've never gotten a burp out without hearing.
If I
try again
away from the mic.
Try again. Try.
I
again.
Don't have to burp right now. But
okay. All right.
Okay.
But I think we're just missing that structure where it's like opens up. They're dealing with some kind of haunting at one place, and then
in Connecticut.
Yeah, there you go. Haunting Connecticut, and then. You get introduced to the family, and then, I don't know, there's just, like, this structure that goes on with the first two Conjuring movies that I think was just missing here, because this one ditches that.
I think
that.
It was there here. It just kind of was, like, rushed.
Yeah.
You know?
Because it opens up, and, like, the opening scene is just, like, crazy.
Yeah.
And it's just, like, you get thrown right into the mix. It almost, like, throws you into the middle of the movie, and you're missing that kind of background between the family and stuff like that, but...
Doesn't revert back. Doesn't like, here's a starting off point.
They kind
jump
of
back.
They do a little bit. A little bit. Yeah. But yeah, it's not as, you know, impactful. I think the music was still cool. I think the music's over. I think it's still the same
I have a
composer.
Song from the soundtrack. Let me
how's that go, Brian? Yeah, let's play that.
Johnny, he was a thotty. He didn't give a fuck. That's what I liked about him. He ate my pussy from dark to the morning. Called his girl up and told her we was boning.
Okay, we're going to get flagged.
Yeah, yeah. No more.
That's weird that they would put that in the Conjuring movie. I don't know
yeah,
how.
Yeah, it was very strange considering it also took place in like the 80s.
It was in the 80s as well. Yeah, it's
oh,
very,
Lil'
very
Kim
strange.
Was around back then.
Yeah.
It's like Night's Tale. Yeah.
Yeah. But I just want James Wan to fucking do third movies in franchises, goddammit. He skipped out on Insidious Chapter 3, which that one's okay, and that one's directed by Lee Whannell, and I love Lee Whannell work. And then he skipped out on Conjuring 3. Like, come on, man. Is he going to skip out on Aquaman 3? If he does Aquaman 3, I'm going to be pissed.
That's the one that he does his trilogy.
Yeah, I'm
going
to be pissed.
Was there Aquaman 2?
He's working on it. Yeah. He's working on it right now.
Oh. All right.
I'm sorry he likes to just, you know, stimulate himself creatively by going to different projects.
If you're
going to
start a project, you finish it, goddammit. Although I am excited
he is finished with the first film. Yeah. Each film is a different journey.
Okay, little Cody.
That's my persona name. Reading off
Lil
the
Cody, lyrics.
Lil Code.
Hey guys, it's Little Cody.
No,
here.
It's Lil Codes. Lil Codes.
Yeah, Little Codes. Mm-hmm.
He is coming out with a horror movie though, HBO Max.
Who?
James Wan. It's called The Magnificent. No, what is it called?
Oh, The Malignant.
Malignant. No, Malignant. There you go.
He already shot it, right?
I believe
already
so.
Made, right?
Oh yeah, it's coming out this
Fuck
year,
yeah.
baby. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. We haven't had James Wan horror in a fucking minute, so I'm stoked.
Since Conjuring 2.
Since Conjuring 2, that was like, what, 2015?
16?
I think it's 15.
Pretty sure it's 16, buddy.
I'm pretty sure it's 17.
It's not. Definitely not 17. It's 16.
Maybe it's 16 and a half.
I want to say it was May 2016.
It was a leap year. I saw that. I was trying to, Amber, because I was like, do you want to watch this Conjuring movie? She's like, I've told you. I don't want to watch those movies. I don't. I haven't seen any of them. I was like, we saw Conjuring 2 together. She's like, no, we didn't. I was like, yes, we did. I was trying to convince her. We saw that movie together. She's like,
it came out in 2015, Amber.
2015.
You remember? No.
Maybe that's
like,
what
it was.
It was
2016,
maybe
Christian.
That's, maybe
it
that's
was
2016. What it was. Damn it. But yeah, you know, hey, it's a movie. If you have HBO Max, or if you want to go check it out in the theaters, go check it out. Go check it out. It's yeah.
it's
fine. Oh, it's
fine enough.
It's cool moments. It's some cool moments. Yeah. But yeah, I'm just glad movies are coming out. When do we get Black Widow? I'm going to see some fucking Black Widow, some Florence Pugh. Oh, yeah.
When does that come out?
I think it's July.
Is
Cruella, was that free on Disney?
No, you had to pay for that one. But Amber,
but it's also in theaters.
It is in theaters. Amber loved it. She was like, she's like, you need to watch Cruella. I was like, okay.
Whoa.
Yeah. Wow. Did you guys get like Cruella DeVil is like devil?
Oh, the devil made me Cruella.
Oh.
Devil made me Cruella.
I didn't get it.
Yeah. It's fucking crazy. All these years. 102, 101.
I didn't know she was a devil woman.
She was the devil. That's she's all evil. Who's your guys' favorite Disney villain?
Jaffa.
Jaffa.
That's a good one. I like Scar. Scar's pretty good.
John Smith.
Who's that? Okay.
Pocahontas.
Ah.
Pocahontas. You know he was he's really the villain. Let's be honest. She was 12!
I don't remember seeing Pocahontas.
The real story.
That's, if you want to get into characters, that's why he's a villain.
I don't know if it got Cody, though.
It was such a good joke. Just me and Brian, like, silent and confused, and the Christian fed up with our bullshit. She was 12!
Don't support that shit. Come on.
Anyway.
Keen's
I
sport.
Watched
go ahead. Go. What'd you
Raya and the Last Dragon, the Disney movie.
Kelly Marie! Good?
That's now available on Disney without having to pay. It's pretty good, guys.
Oh, yeah, watch it.
It's from some of the gang that made Moana.
I still need to
watch
Moana.
My recent faves. I love Moana.
Still got to watch that one,
But it's a completely different movie. It's actually much more serious. No songs in this one. A lot of murder. And,
no, she was 12,
Lil Kim has a song in the credits. It's weird. But Ryan the Last Dragon. You want to play that one? Yeah. Let's get that.
No, don't do it.
It's not working.
No, don't do it. We might get
flagged. I got to restart my tablet.
It's okay, buddy. It's pretty good, guys. Check out Raya and the Last Dragon. Give it a shot.
Is that technically like a Disney animated movie? He be sucking me off on the weekend. And this black dude, I call King Kong. He had a big ass dick in it. Okay. No, stop it.
So Cody Ress. It's the lyrics of Cody Ress.
I laughed way too loud there. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I didn't wake Grant up.
So, is it a Disney animated movie or is it like
It's not Pixar.
It's not Pixar, right?
It's the other one. It's Disney animated.
Right. Okay. But like, is she like a new princess, Raya? Like how Frozen had
I
a new princess?
I think by definition.
Okay.
But it's
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. How was the dragon? Is she the last one?
Yeah, she's the last one. Yeah, the dragon played by Awkwafina, I believe.
Ooh, oh, nice. I like Awkwafina. Yeah.
Yeah, very, very funny film, guys. Check it out.
Okay.
It's good shit.
Did Grant watch it, too?
He tried. We've tried to play it for him a couple times here. Oh, he said the music, though. He likes music, so
he said too diverse for me. Not a big fan.
I was trying to stop you from making that joke. You snuck it in there, you son of a bitch. No. But he loves Moana. Moana's his jam. He loves the tunes in that movie.
So I wasn't seeing Coco, though. That might be a little scary, actually.
Yeah, we'll see. About that. There's some music in that one. He might like it.
Yeah.
But it's not like a musical.
Remember Me.
Yeah.
It's good. Good stuff.
Coco's so good.
It fucking breaks my heart right now. Breaks my heart every time. Breaks my fucking heart. Keen Sport Call sent in another super chat saying, I haven't asked the side chick yet. She don't pay attention as much. Lil' Kim is a national treasure. Main check says Poe. Oh, she's all about Christian's beard. Oh, hey.
Oh.
Well, thank you, Mrs. Portical. Thank you. Appreciate that.
Portical.
Mrs. Portical.
Yeah. Appreciate that. Go get that other beverage.
King's Board Call got that song that like randomly played on my tablet.
Yeah, he did.
I don't even know what it's called, but he's like, I just saw the title and he's like, he got it.
Yeah.
In like 2 seconds.
There's a reason why he's king. There's a reason why he's king. What about you, Brian? Did you watch anything recently? Watch anything besides Rush Hour 2?
Before, I don't know if Cody has his headphones on.
I doubt it if he's going to his kitchen.
I tried watching Bo Burnham special.
Oh, you stop it. No, we're going to save it. Oh, Brian.
I don't know. I think I heard Cody just go, what? What? From like the distance, he heard a disturbance.
Oh, no.
In the force.
Does he know?
What happened?
Oh, no, you don't want to know.
I heard you guys laughing and I heard my name.
You don't want to know.
Oh, you can hear.
Okay. Go, Brian, say what you just said to me.
Cody, I watched Inside by Bo Burnham.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God. Okay.
Well, I turned it off within 20 minutes.
Oh, God.
I braced myself and it still hurt.
How can that be enjoyable?
Oh, you need to be careful, what? Brian. You need to be very, very careful.
I was miserable the whole time.
Get it because you've never seen any of his other specials, right?
I've seen clips, I think.
So you're not like, you haven't really seen his comedy all in one sitting before. So you don't really know what to expect, I guess is what I'm asking.
Does he play the piano the whole time?
The whole collection is just a collection of songs mostly.
Yeah.
Of Inside.
Of comedic songs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or of his regular stand-up, I mean.
No, it's songs. Oh, both. No, both. Sorry.
Yeah, it's a
when he's on stage.
That's how he does a live show. Yeah, it's musical segments.
It's different. It's not just like, here's a song, here's a song, here's a song.
He'll break it up with like segments in between it. Yeah, but.
Okay. Got it. This one was not that. This was straight music throughout.
It's one guy. He doesn't have a crowd. He makes jokes about that throughout the special.
I get it. Just because you mention it doesn't mean it's funny. I don't know. It just wasn't for me. And I like silly humor.
I don't know if you do.
I didn't care for it at all.
20 minutes. When did you tune out? Was it after White Woman Instagram?
Yes, that is exactly what it was. Yeah.
Really? That's one of the best songs.
Sure.
If it's man.
Fun song.
You didn't get to the reaction video with the unpaid intern song?
Nah, I don't know.
Welcome to the internet. You think it's that? The puppet?
You didn't even get to like the dark stuff because eventually you just get dark.
It gets really, really dark.
Yeah.
Well, it starts off dark. Kind of.
First song. This is the only thing. My only complaint is that all those songs aren't on Spotify because I want to
I think it's a legal thing.
I think it's more so him, too. Like, that's like, it's his special. It belongs there, you know? I think he said that about his other, maybe some of his other stuffs are on albums, too, but because those songs are so fucking good. I got like a really big 80s vibe from a lot of his songs too. Like his opening song sounded like Don't You Forget About Me. It kind of had those vibes.
I've even had the 22nd Jeffrey Bezos song stuck in my head the last couple of days. Yeah. It was like Jeffrey Bezos. It's so stupid, but it's stuck in my head the last 3 days, man. I've watched the special like twice all the way through.
Yeah.
And I've watched clips and listened to shit.
I need to go back and watch it again because I've seen a bunch of the clips. My favorite, I brought it up last week very briefly, but my favorite, it's not a song, but when he's just like, do you think anyone ever, just once, just for a moment, for a second, would just shut the fuck up? Just
about anything at all.
And then he's like, I know I'm saying something, but.
And then it just goes. See, Brian, it's self-aware humor, man.
Yeah, it's very self-aware. It's very relevant.
Funny humor, yeah.
It's very relevant to 2020. It's so much deeper than just comedy. There's the roots of commentary on the world at large. It's not even about the world.
It's basically a therapy session for himself.
That's what it seemed like. And I'm like, I'm watching this guy do a YouTube channel.
He's from YouTube.
I know. Yeah.
You didn't like connect with anything he was talking about? Because I watched that shit and I was like, oh fuck, this is hitting home. I'm like, this is, and for a lot of people too, they felt that way. Don't do the white thing.
White woman Instagram is where you're like, this is
that's
real.
One of the lighter songs, you son of a bitch.
But it is
once
true.
You get to the later stuff, it gets more serious.
The opening song was catchy where he's like, I'm gonna make a difference metaphorically, something like that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm literally gonna make a difference metaphorically. I get it. It's a good one. It's a good one, Bo. That's a good one. Yeah. I'm gonna make a difference.
Like Marvel at his at the creativity.
He's very creative.
It's inspiring.
He did it all himself.
Yeah,
all of himself.
He did.
You don't want to watch it and see it through to see how he pulled it off.
I don't care. I could not care less.
Oh,
I would punch myself in the face before I finished that shit.
I hate you. I truly hate you right now. Oh man, not even giving a shot.
No disrespect to him. He's very creative with the writing, the bits, with all the editing.
Okay.
It's great. I'm sure it's great. And it's for other people. It's not for me.
Okay.
I don't know what to do.
I'm going to try to let this go. Just know you've hurt me. I'm not offended.
It's just like,
I'll check out Whitmore Thomas or Whitmore.
Yeah, please check out Whitmore Thomas' special. Again, available on HBO, guys. That's more traditional stand-up for Brian there.
James the Nerd sent in a super chat saying, following Brian's comments about Bo, I wanted to let you know my DMs are open to take his spot as we can no longer trust his judgment.
Stand by, James. Stand by, James. I mean, whole.
Oof. Well, hey,
okay,
you tried.
It's okay.
I didn't expect you to like it.
I tried, and yeah, look, it was 20
minutes. I respect your opinion. I just disagree with it entirely.
Yeah. But you're wrong.
And everyone I see on Instagram is like, fucking genius. I'm losing my fucking mind.
A lot of people love
fucking
it, man.
Genius.
I think you
is
need
that
to
what
just...
it was then? You went wanting to be like, this isn't
Yeah,
genius.
You
no,
want to
I
be
saw
the
that
one
after.
Asshole?
I saw that after. Okay. Like, people were like, I'm like, what? Did you see something different? Sure.
Oh, so we're crazy. You're the normal one here.
I'm pretty normal.
What's it like being happy, Brian? What's that like?
It's fucking great. It's pretty fucking great. Yeah.
It's not easy for everybody. It really isn't. But good for you. Good for you. I don't know. Yeah, I would say then don't watch any of his other stuff.
You're not into that. You're probably not going to like his other stuff.
Did you like Eighth Grade? His movie?
Yeah, it was great.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Did you like Chris? He directed a Chris Rock special, his last one?
Tambourine?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. It was pretty good. That was a good one, yeah.
I mean, I don't know if like, I mean, that's all Chris Rock anyways, but still, you know.
What? The direction?
Like directing a special.
So directors of specials don't matter?
No, they don't.
Oh, God.
Thad Williams. Thad. Like, what the fuck, man?
Thaddy Dumb. Well,
Mark's show.
He edited it, though. So that's
you can
different.
Tell the difference between a poorly directed special and a very well directed special.
Then maybe that's it. Then maybe it's like, if you do notice it, maybe it's bad. I don't know.
Yeah, if you notice the editing.
Yeah.
I did notice the editing in that Tambourine special because it would zoom in, like when he's getting serious, and then when he does like that punchline of like a long story, it'll just like relax and like zoom out. Like, I noticed the directing on that.
But it's good editing, though.
I mean, sure, yeah. It fit what was there, yeah.
I did like the joke in the Bo Burnham thing when he's like, you know, because just me doing this by myself. Yeah. What the fuck you, man? You can't let me get the joke out, you son of a bitch.
Yeah, you know what I do? I'm gonna speak the joke and then transition to bed.
You don't like laughing. For someone into comedy, you sure don't like laughing at all.
Yeah, it's true.
Oh,
you don't.
Gosh.
I respect it, though.
You, comedy's all about respect.
You shit all over it, and you're like, I respect it.
I'm front row at a comedy show, and you make me laugh. I respect you.
Mm. All right, man. Okay. All right.
Well, I don't even laugh. I'm sorry. I said that wrong. I don't even laugh. I just say respect.
You give a polite nod.
Yeah, my respect. Yeah.
Good. That was good. Old tip of the cap.
I think I get into a comedy club, I think I get into a thing where I'll laugh even if I don't think it's that funny, that didn't land so well. But like, haha, just give him a little sympathy.
Yeah, if you feel bad for the comedy.
Yeah, you give the pity laugh.
Just get a little pity laugh. Like, hey, most people in that crowd.
It's never loud enough for them to hear, though.
No,
like,
it's
you're
not.
Still doing it just for yourself. No. So you could feel better about not.
Most of those people.
I do the same thing.
Most of the people in the crowd have no idea how fucking hard it is to go up there. And when it's just like, it's not that funny.
Have you been to a? We should go to an open mic when it opens up again.
Oh no, I don't want to. No.
You guys, would cringe so bad, your butthole would just be like, "Ooh, I'm not gonna shit for like 3 days because it's so cringy."
Mm.
That's what happens, right? When you guys
every time you cringe, you don't shit for 3 days, right?
You're like, "Ooh," you get constipated.
Boy, Elite 71. Says, sup, Wangers, Cody, Chris, Brian. Been almost a year since I tuned in live. Life's been crazy busy, but can't be up late. But I missed the hell out of y'all's vibe. Hope my membership wasn't revoked. Well, you know what? A-Light 71, it hasn't been. Thank you for watching again. And
Brian might think it is.
Yeah, Brian may think
you're cool with us, too.
Yeah, you're cool. Okay, you're cool. Also, never call me Chris ever again.
I was about to say Chris. That's an interesting one. Yeah.
I'm cool with it. I like it. Heard that one. I like Chris. Why not?
Have you never been called Chris? That didn't even cross anyone's mind.
He was called Copster before he was called Chris.
Yeah.
Well, he gave himself his name.
I mean, I own that one, so I patented it and everything.
NFT on that.
My ex girlfriend's father always called me Chris, and he was like the only one that ever did it.
That's why she's your ex-girlfriend.
No.
She was great, though. The dad, though.
I wasn't going to be like...
Take it anymore.
I wasn't going to be like, sir, don't call me that.
Yeah, please, if you can.
Don't call
Christian,
me that.
Christian, a.k.a. Copster. You guys can call me Copster if you like.
Y'all got to start somewhere.
That was okay, let's do this, guys. So last show in quarantine, your last virtual Wanger show. Okay?
Oh, no.
Look back at some of our favorite moments. Okay?
Oh, okay.
Because that's one of them.
Thank
we
God.
Did that.
Okay.
What were you think I was going to say?
I thought you were going to bring up more videos of me as Copster.
You think I'm just conspiring to have all these clips? Because I do. Yeah, Ron, go ahead and play those right now. Okay.
Christian, a.k.a. Copster. You guys can call me Copster if you like.
I can.
That's great.
It's
so good.
I can hear the chills running up their spines.
You can see why that's funny, though. Right?
Oh, yeah. No.
It's like
absolutely.
Me with the Deadpool stuff, which I'm sure Brian's going to queue up any moment.
DMX was the song in the trailer. That made me happy. Right.
Be fair,
it's
Brian.
It's ridiculous that I'm saying.
Play one for yourself, Brian. Come on.
That was might have been the best 2 minutes of this entire weekend. The best 2 minutes of any trailer I've ever seen in my entire life. If this thing gets online, please watch it. It's incredible, guys.
Ellis in the background.
Yeah,
just trying to like get on with it, Cody. Please, that's the pity laugh you get at the open mic man right there. Yeah.
I can't tell between Ellis's like genuine laugh and his pity laugh. Pity laugh.
I think
when,
I know
when
what
you get
I
him on a good one though. It makes you feel great.
Yeah,
like, what happens on this show
is it genuine?
I think sometimes it is.
Okay,
I think you can tell when when he's doing the thing and he's like rolling over. And
I think
it's
a little
that's
fake.
Genuine.
No. I thought he was going somewhere. When he gets a little red and he's doing because he'll do that.
He does the elbow thing all the time. But I think when he's like literally like leaning back, like catching his breath, that's when it's genuine.
So the elbows are fake. That's fake laugh.
I think it could be.
And that's when you feel like you just like crushed in the
stand-up
set right there.
So, but it's good for you though. Like good.
Yes.
Because like Ellis's fake laugh, he'd be like. And he'll kind of shove you a little bit, but I think the genuine one is when he does that and he starts to turn red a little bit. I think so.
Like our Dirty Boy segment on the Wanger Show.
Yeah. That was
I think
genuine
that's genuine. That
if
is
it
genuine.
Wasn't, then he's got something going on. If he's just that he's good at faking laughter. Man.
You've seen his Carfax commercials? He's a great actor.
That's true. Yeah,
he's
that's
a good actor.
Show me the Carfax.
Show me the Carfax.
But no, that was a fun night looking back at all those Schmoes videos.
That was a good one. Brian pissing me off. When Eric was on
again, you can see why that one was funny though.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh wait, are we talking about we're going back to the Zoom videos now?
Zoom videos.
Just best moments from Wanger Show quarantine, I'd say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The first So we tried it on Skype first, and
just terrible.
We're trying to get our flow down.
Did not like it.
How do we do this?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Cody's in his car.
I was in my car. I didn't even have a camera on me, I think, for one of the episodes. It was
Well, you just had an image of you, the photo of you taking shit.
So awkward. I love that we had to do that though, because we had to get a show out. You know, even that, through all that adjustment, we never took a break.
We never missed one show.
We didn't miss.
I don't think we've missed a show in like 3 years.
Whoa.
Yeah,
we tried individually.
We tried.
Oh yeah,
daily
during the early days of pandemic, I remember that.
We're like, you guys want to do the morning show?
Day.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus Christ,
we didn't have anything, and we tried a show with Alex, and his connection was like.
Oh yeah, that was the mini one.
I forgot about that one.
Yeah, Alex had the worst internet, and then we had nothing to talk about because we had just done a show the day before. What did you eat today? I went to McDonald's. We were just like going through. What happened?
I don't know. Great. Like, I used to think back in the day, like, oh yeah, if we did Wangers like every morning for like an hour, that would be fun. But I don't know.
It's a lot of work.
It's a lot of fucking
work. We just
gotta
get you like that. It works as a weekly show, guys. We catch everyone up on our week, and then we laugh about things, hanging out with our boys. Mm-hmm. You know, it's great.
Those ones were good. Also, not just the Wanger show, but also all the Wangers plays that we did.
From last year.
The bowling games, the MLB, the show, the golf, the Wii Sports. Those were all really
Overcooked
fun.
With Frank.
Overcooked with Frank.
Yeah. I don't think we've talked to him since the last one that we did.
Is the last virtual one, should I call him?
Absolutely, you should. Yeah, give Frank a ring. Let's see if he picks up here. Probably not, but you know, you never know with that guy. He's just being him. Frank's being him, and Christian's looking down. Brian's looking down. Here I am once again, guys, staring at the screen by myself. I'm a little nervous.
I may have been a little overzealous.
Don't
fucking listen to me. Okay. This is what we're gonna do. God damn it!
Hasn't returned our call since then.
Is he calling now, or he's setting up the? It's all right. We got him doing this.
The crocodile toothache. The crocodile went to the dentist and sat down in the chair. And the dentist said, now tell me, sir.
That's great. I don't remember that. Let's see.
Let's see here.
I mean, he's going to have no choice. We're going to have to invite him into studio at some point. So
yes, you know, say no to that as well. But it's, one can hope, you know, it's the last one. You think he'd have a little bit more, you know, courtesy and awareness and try to, you know, throw a bone for his friends here. But
remember when we were friends with him? Doesn't.
Yeah.
Remember, we used to like go to bars with him after work.
Yeah, great company to be around. Oh,
yeah, He will not.
Send him a text, be like, Frank, I got free tickets for Angels and Airways, but you have to answer the phone right now. Okay.
You'd answer in a heartbeat.
Hanging out with Frank was fun during the quarantine. Yeah. Working on Quarantine Report, our little podcast.
Thank you, Paul.
Quarantine Report. That was
fun.
Thank
you, Sex Wit.
Yeah.
You know what's the worst about
calling
Frank?
Thank you, Spinning Art.
Is that you'll call him, and he won't even text you like, hey, you call?
He'll just accept the fact that he missed your call.
He's
not worried at all. We could have been dying.
That's it. Yeah. It's like,
well,
man.
I missed Cody's call today. All right.
Yeah, it's heartbreaking.
Oh, go ahead.
Is it just you that he knows is from the show, Christian? Like, if me or Brian call him, you think he'll pick up?
Actually, you know what? I think if Brian called him, he'd be like, this is weird. Why not? Yeah.
I think we tried that one time.
Oh, did we? that makes sense.
Man.
Yeah.
All right.
Was Roka's show the last show in the apartment?
In person, yeah.
Before?
I think so. Because
like, I have like a timeline of sound bites, and I can see like where the last sound bites were in person and then when the Zoom show started.
Yeah, because Roka was in studio, and then I think that like mini episode, Brian, you were here with me. Cody was at home.
Oh, yeah.
The following one was the first, like, not even Zoom. It was a Skype episode. My hair was even long then. I think I had it. I was able to put it in a ponytail even then, and it was, like, tiny. There's no tortillas? What the fuck?
Mm-hmm. That was the origins. That was one of the biggest moments.
That was the first, right?
I still remember that to this day.
The beginning.
Every time I go to the store and get tortillas, I always want to take a photo of it and post it in the Discord. Yeah.
I think I remember early on Brian had like a fake wall behind him or something like that we would like move or some shit.
I have this stand, like a T stand.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I could change the backgrounds and I try to change it, but
gave up on that quick.
It's just too much.
It's a lot of work.
And then if I do put the green screen on, I can have fun with it, but it's just it's a lot lot to do.
Yeah, we don't want to. We want to give minimal effort to our audience.
Ooh, a little bit of tongue action. I like it. I like it. I like it. Ooh, a little bit.
The early days.
Early days.
And then I think Christian was always from that. No, you did some from the set earlier.
Early on, because I still had my camera was like set up like that, and then after a while, I was just like, it's just too much
webcam.
Setup.
Yeah, it's not worth it. Yeah.
Yeah. And then we all got webcams and stuff, and then webcams just became. Fucking rare. Everybody was
on shelves now. Yeah.
I'm glad I was able to just use my Mac one, the one built in on the computer.
You've been using that one this whole time?
Yeah.
God damn.
Yeah, I'll just turn it on. And I got the little cover thing. Look, it's off.
Oh,
and it's on. Yeah,
it's cute.
You got a privacy shield on that shit?
Yeah.
Ooh. Oh. Yeah, you can't see have them watch you while you're looking up recipes for jerking off.
While you're listening to Lil' Kim.
While you're listening to Lil' Kim. Yeah. You don't want the government
I should have turned my camera off as I was reading those lyrics.
Yeah. You don't want the government knowing that shit.
Mm-mm. Oh, well.
Remember, this was before quarantine.
Whoa, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Forget about me. Forget about me.
Forget about me.
No. Don't you forget about me.
He does the music too. He does the instruments. Oh,
I remember those three quarantine shows last year, like, were really good because we went live for the first time or whatever, and we had like this energy, and then we had a
big dick energy
and everything. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I'm excited to get back to that. So I feel like the Hamilton commentary was really fun because we were just like
nice little taste.
Going crazy the whole time.
Atlanta's hot today.
Mm-hmm. Get that eye.
That's right, John.
That eye contact.
Man, it's good to be in Black Atlanta.
Or that, right, or that looking at Cody, looking Cody looks down contact.
Yeah. Look forward to that, guys. Mm-hmm. Not gonna be looking at you on this new set at all. Yeah.
Okay. Somebody fuck me.
Okay,
that's a good one too. Brian will still be playing sound bites. Don't worry.
I still have the sound bites.
Still have the sound bites.
Another sound bite that was right from the beginning of quarantine Wanger show was.
How has been your self quarantine these past few days?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That followed was up with the.
How has been your self quarantine been?
That was the question I was asked because that was my whole like, oh, we'll have guests on, we'll ask them how quarantine's going. It just backfired.
When quarantine,
I mean, we got the question out. The question that you wanted to be asked.
Yeah, I understood.
AIV donated via super chat saying, can we say Roka is responsible for COVID then?
Sure.
Yeah, I think he was the last one.
I think so. I think it's his fault.
Wanted to do it.
Sorry, guys. Didn't mean to.
And then when did we play?
Warzone.
We played a lot of Warzone.
That was one of the first game ones we did. This is fun looking back on
Warzone.
I think I'm going to delete Warzone finally. It's just too big of space.
Yeah.
I'm not playing it anymore. Right. It's just like, you're taking up my space on my PlayStation, man.
Just don't tell her that, okay?
No, I won't tell her that. No. You guys keep, I'm going to get another drink. You guys keep
Warzone. This is the whole song? It goes like this?
It's just, I haven't listened to the whole song.
Okay, you haven't listened to Warzone in its entirety. Okay.
Well, oh, no, here's a long one.
Okay,
it's
what's that?
Warzone!
That's my favorite one. That's the good one. The long one is great.
That's where we got the Warzone. We played the Warzone.
We played that one a lot, and I remember being like, because it was just our go-to if we didn't have a game to play. We just play Warzone. I remember being like, ugh.
You guys stream through the PlayStation and Xbox?
Yeah. And it was always off. It was out of sync every time, but it was good enough to where people could see what was going on. But
It was multi-Twitch.
Yours was always like 30 seconds behind or 15 seconds behind.
I had good internet.
Okay. Well,
very self-conscious.
The stream doesn't lie, Brian. How many Warzone ones do you have?
Did you hear that little like
the explosion in the background? Yeah.
We're living in a war zone.
I do love how we did so many like video game streams and we didn't like utilize Twitch. Like we just did it on YouTube.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, we didn't really
have. We tried Twitch.
Yeah.
I think a little bit, yeah. But yeah, we started doing Twitch. Yeah, Brian, you hadn't done a crossword. You were doing those for a minute.
I tried the crosswords for a bit. Yeah, those are fun.
Those are fun.
Yeah, Mark Hoppus did it better, and then
this guy ripped me off. A lot of people rip our shit off. Mark Hoppus, Glider, like I think a lot of shit starts here.
We gotta start putting like a watermark on our shit. Like, don't take this, or we'll
do.
Yeah,
yeah.
Hey,
know?
That's great. Why don't you do that? But for us, because it'll be more views.
Yeah.
No, because it doesn't sound like fun. Oh boy.
Oh, remember when we tried to? We had technical difficulties.
Oh, yes.
Trying to get the stream up and trying to hear everybody through Skype, through everything. Christian would just go,
what?
I would be like, I can't hear you. He's like,
what?
Just such a pointed and angry what there. Just
yeah.
Like, what?
What?
Like he nails the T at the end. What?
A lot of the a lot of that frustration just basically comes out of just wanting to make the show as good as can be. I strive. I'm not a perfectionist, but I strive to be one.
You kind of are.
Maybe not perfect.
You're always trying to make things better. You're never satisfied with what we are doing.
That's why I well.
that hold on. That sounded more general than I meant it to be.
With any of the content we put out there.
That sounded worse than what I meant.
I know what you mean. Yeah.
The presentation of it. You always want to make it better. Yeah. But I just said it more generically with what we're doing.
What we're doing.
Sorry.
Yeah. No. No, it's true. I don't say that I'm a perfectionist because I don't think anyone's a perfectionist because everyone's going to fuck up and make mistakes. So if you say you're a perfectionist, you're full of shit. But you can strive to be one and try to be as perfect as you can be. And when it comes to like the show or anything that we do, I just want it to be as good as it can. Like, I still watch back on all of our stuff and I think, oh, that could be better. Like, I look back at all of our shorts and sketches and I'm like, oh, I do
the same thing.
I would have done that differently. And just when it came to like the stream, you know, literally everyone in our space was streaming and, you know, I would look at some and I was like, wow, this looks like shit. This sounds like shit. Like, I'm not like calling anyone out in general, but I'm just saying
name
like
names.
No,
just all of them. Though,
no,
is what
but
you're
it's
saying.
Just like
which one? Okay. Who else are you not satisfied
no,
with?
No, yeah. It's more so like I don't know. I set up a standard for us because we are production guys. Like ours shouldn't sound like. I guess it makes sense for others that you know that aren't into video, that aren't into audio, for them to sound like shit. But also, it's just
what?
Like if we're putting on a show, I want it to look and sound good. Yeah. And I don't want it to be anything below that. So
when he has that in mind, Brian, maybe don't do the screen share thing five times and fuck up the
that's why
he worked really hard to make look good. Yeah. That's what's going on in his head right there, Brian.
I didn't get that sound bite. He's like, I fucking hate you, motherfucker. I fucking hate you.
That one, Brian, I'm trying to make the show look good.
Yeah.
Like that's my favorite one.
Well, that's
it's true. That's what that's him saying. That's literally what we're just talking about right there.
The funniest part about that, though, is that Brian and I literally had a conversation that same night, like right before that. And we were talking about how all these other shows look and sound like shit.
It's like, good thing this box proves that ours does not.
And then the second he does that, I was like, God damn it. God damn it. Oh, man.
Fantastic. But there's going to be.
There's going to be, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So that, like this came out of, let me see if this works. You remember this fuck up?
See here.
Yes.
That was beautiful.
Yeah, that was great.
That was during the MLB The Show stream, one of the games that we did there with Ken and Mark.
That one was fun.
That was interesting, man.
Some of these
there's going to be glitches, you know, there's going to be hiccups.
That was also like the perfect crew for that to happen with, though. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, because it was Ken and Mark, and we all just immediately started laughing. Chris, you were probably more stressed than I was. But
no,
I remember when that happened, I was just dying. I was dying laughing.
I honestly think the most stressful one was the Brian and Sharon screen. I think outside of that, like that one.
I hate you so much.
But even then, like I was upset, and then as soon as I got things back to normal, it was fine. Then it was just fun. I let it go. Yeah. You know.
I mean, eventually he took everything out of you. So like he took all your thoughts and emotions. They were gone by the end of that show. So you were just like, fuck it.
It was so great though, just because it was so like it was just out of our control. There's just nothing we could do about it.
And again, that doesn't. I've never seen that happen with anything
else.
It was
so weird.
It was very strange.
It was
so
weird. And, like, we're troubleshooting it live as, like, Ken's throwing a splitter down the middle. And I'm like, oh, God. Mark, try unplugging it, resyncing it.
And then he'll like, it'll be timed perfectly, too, where he'll turn it off and he's like, it doesn't work again. It goes,
it was a delay on it.
Yeah.
It would take a second to kick back in. It was so fucking funny. Oh, God.
Oh, boy.
It's got a good eye. Oof.
Good stuff.
God. And then the commentaries. We did more commentaries this past year because it became easier to do them through the virtual sphere.
Yeah, that's very, very true. The commentaries were a lot of fun. We did so many.
Drank more than we should have, probably.
Drank way more. Mm-hmm. Thank God for the seltzers. Because, I would be,
you just saw a wolf basically swallow a vampire whole, and you're complaining. Yeah.
True. And we were talking off air right before the show, and we were talking about Discord and how, like, we really, like, our Discord has gotten, it's so active and so much fun, and everyone in there is so great, and I'm so happy that we finally started to utilize it because we've had it for a while. But
yeah,
like
3 years or so. And I asked Krishna, like, did we not use it? Then he asked that as I was asking the question. But I asked him, like, did we use it before 2020? Like, I feel like we went crazy and started using it way more this past year and a half. But, man.
And it's been fun. Yeah, everyone there is great. Bobby, who's Is It Bobby, is still just catching Pokemon. There was the quick phase of the... I think a lot of people have kind of died down on the Pokemon just a little bit.
I had to
bit.
Mute it finally for my own. It was tearing apart my marriage. It was bad. I was like, I got to stop. I kind of stopped checking the safaris.
But it was fun. Shout out to all of our guests. We had a bunch of guests in quarantine.
Looking forward to having them in studio again, though.
Yeah, that'll
be fun.
Always fun
just hanging out with people.
That'll be fun. Yeah. It'll be good just hanging out with people, podcasting
it's
in
great,
the same room.
Bitch. I remember
that was
one.
A good one, too.
Yeah.
What are your
my tits are crying.
Okay,
that's a good one. Yeah, that might have been in studio. That one might have been because
that was over quarantine. Because now I'm in the quarantine section of my sound bites.
Oh, I was gonna say because like I feel like she said that because she was in studio and she was sweating. That's why she said her tits were crying.
I believe I said it's Grace bitch. It's Brittany bitch in studio as well.
I think she just has sweaty tits.
Okay, maybe
it's not nice to assume. Okay,
yeah, don't assume.
It's Brittany bitch.
I'm sure your tits are sweating too, Brian.
Yeah, all the time.
Yeah,
I can't wear gray because the gray shows underneath.
Oh yeah, that's one thing I don't look forward to is looking fat on camera again, baby. Woo!
You talking about the Hamilton one? You look great with your thighs or the calves that you
calves?
Were rocking there on the.
No one commented about it.
The thighs or the calves?
The thighs is what you're showing off. Yeah, thighs.
Let us know in the chat right now. Actually, as we start to wrap up, we'll go through all these super chats. Which AIV sent another super chat, by the way. And check the Streamlabs, too. Don't worry. We're going to do that right now as we close up shop.
Outro!
Outro, baby. Let us know in the chat, as well as if you are watching on the playback, or even as soon as the stream ends, leave a comment down below. What was your favorite moment of the Wanger Show in quarantine? We'd love to know, because we read all the comments, and we just want to know what y'all are thinking. And if you do want to send in another Streamlab, feel free to. If not, please be sure to hit that like button. There's over 100 of you watching right now. Hit that like button. If we get to 100 likes tonight, Cody will be naked his first episode back. Full butt naked. Just showing, spreading his ass cheeks. Just showing his fucking butthole. Cringe. He'll make those noises as well.
Yeah.
Cody. Oh. Brian. Ooh.
So that last part gets me at the end.
Here we go.
Me.
It's actually ALV. It's ALV on Streamlabs saying, imagine Grant hearing Cody in the midst of reading that stuff and those being his first words the next day. By the way, guys, are you interested in anything from this week? E3. Holy shit, E3 is this week? Fuck yeah. You would make an interesting stream like watch-alongs but with games. Oh, okay. Maybe.
Look, we don't know enough about the gaming world to do a stream for it, I don't think.
No.
But if there's something that we think is cool, we'll bring it up on the show.
Well, we'll definitely talk about it. I don't know anything. I do follow Baldino's channel, Game Ranks, and he's brought up a couple of things that could be pretty cool if, you know, are announced. And it'd also been cool if E3 was – I don't know if E3 is, like, in person in, like, convention this year.
I don't know. But if Jake Baldino was in town, it would have been cool to have him on the show. Maybe next year.
Yeah, I wanted to get him on. Yeah, like, because a couple of people have asked to get Baldino on. But it's tough because we do it virtually, and he's on the East Coast. So he would have started at, like, 11 o'clock.
He would have been super late. Yeah. But dude's always welcome. Even if he wanted to stay up late, then we could probably work something out. So he's always welcome.
Maybe we should have asked him then. Okay.
Yeah, he's always
next time. Just next time there's a pandemic.
He's busy, too. He's very busy. He's very, very busy.
Yeah, we'll do that.
Let me see. Nick Reeves donated via Streamlabs. Thank you, Nick. To be specifically used for Cody's guests en route to Avatar commentary.
We do have to do an Avatar commentary.
We will.
Yeah, but it's been a fun bit in the Discord, guys.
We do the direct.
Not done that. It's the biggest movie of all time.
Yeah. I know, right? Yeah. Well, that's another one. It's like, I think someone was asking in our Discord when we're going to do the Endgame commentary, and I just said we got to do that in person. That's good. We have to do that one. Maybe with Eric again, too, because he did Infinity War. Maybe we'll do...
Yeah. Are we still going to do it live?
That one we should.
Yeah, probably.
I think.
Probably should be a good one live. Let's see. Thank you again to Victor and Arcadio for sending those big Streamlabs. Appreciate you. Eric at King Sportical. Highway Johnny. Johnny.
Hey, Johnny.
Pitch to Johnny. I'm Johnny. Highway Johnny says, this show fucks. It fucks hard. Love you guys. Thank you so much.
That's right.
Yeah, let's send that.
You fucking prick.
Oh,
that was also to Brian. You pissed me a lot. Pissed me off a lot on the show.
Yeah, there's a Christian Mad at Brian folder. And just,
Come fucking listen to me. This is what we're
going
to do.
Let's just change it to just everybody mad at Brian folder and throw that one in there, too. And
Okay. I also want Highway Johnny's quote here.
Why
this
are
show
you such
fucks.
A dick?
This show fucks. It fucks hard. I want to send that to like potential sponsors. This is what our fans think of us. So
just know. That's what the show is.
If you want to make a probably minimal amount of money, but still, it's nice to have that. Let's see here. Chris, yay. Nope. Senior Film sent in his Streamlab. Thank you, Senior Film. Elena donated via Streamlab. Hey, can't catch the show tonight. Now the Bachelorette is back. Sorry.
Oh,
it's back, baby.
But happy to see you all getting back in the studio together again. Well, thank you, Elena, and I hope you enjoy the Bachelorette. Hope you
do. Finished Temptation Island season one.
Oh, I don't know, Elena. Did you finish Temptation Island?
Season one? She's not even watching anymore.
No.
She's like, hey,
they said pointless question for you to ask that, Brian. Yeah,
tweet it out.
They literally said, I can't catch the show tonight.
Come not. She's like, I'm literally not watching. So anything you mention to me, I will not respond.
I can't get back to you at all.
Yeah.
So don't ask.
Bobby Mitchell, Bobby? What are your thoughts on the awesome music duo Bobcat? If you're unfamiliar, search for Bobcat in the Music Is Dope channel. Okay. Oh, okay.
That is Bobby and Kat. They did a duet.
Oh.
Guys, people are making music in our Discord page.
I saw that Kat, Kat tweeted out her ukulele.
The what?
Ukulele?
Ukulele. Sorry.
Oh, I did see that,
I saw that on Twitter, but they did a duet to that?
What?
How do I say it? Ukulele?
Ukulele.
I mean, I don't know. I don't really know. It's just, I never heard it said lele before. So
ukulele.
It just threw me off guard. It might be the correct way of saying it.
Am I saying it correct?
Is that ukulele?
They're playing the small little guitar from Hawaii. Hmm. That's what they're doing.
Small guitar from Hawaii.
Small little bass guitar with four strings.
I might have checked that on the Discord. You guys want to check that out? Check out Patreon, patreon.com/wingers. Wiley Todd donated via Streamlabs. Wiley Todd. Cody Help, the OC, is my new addition. I'm on the second to last episode of season one. Started 3 days ago. By the way, Luke is a great character. Could we possibly see the season finales of the OC that you guys mentioned in the OC commentary?
I'd like to. Maybe. We'll see. Stay tuned for that, Wiley. I think you're on. Are you on the Vegas episode? I think that's the penultimate episode. Maybe the episode before that it was. I'm trying
welcome
to remember.
Welcome to Vegas, bitch.
The season. Oh, you're right about Luke, by the way. Luke, if you guys remember, was the Welcome to the OC bitch guy. He has one of the better arcs in the series. But man, the finale of the OC season one hits hard, man.
They're saying ukulele.
That finale fucks.
They're saying ukulele, bitches.
I don't know what they're saying.
They're saying ukulele.
No, I think. Are you talking about anarchy? Because I think he's laughing.
I think
he said the way you said it and then said Baha.
Emmanuel said ukulele.
Ukulele. Is it like Lili?
Ukulele? Alex says ukale. Ukale.
Alex just says ukale. Okay. Alex, you're way off.
Come on, Alex. Yeah. But he did it with an exclamation mark, too. He's like, Ukel.
He's so confident with his incorrect pronunciation of it. Mm. Yeah. Anywho.
Yeah. Let us know once again in those chats in the comments.
Eric, he's confirming, no, I'm laughing at how you pronounce it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you didn't say it right.
Tell me how I say it. Just tell me. Tell me what you want me to fuck. But yeah, hey. Very last one here.
What's that?
Last virtual show. You guys sentimental?
Oh, you.
I am a little bit, like... man. It's like a. It's an end of an era here, guys. To good things. To always improving, or else Christian won't be satisfied. So
he will never be satisfied. Never no matter satisfied. How satisfied you can satisfy him, he will never be satisfied.
Nope. It's a good trait to have. You're always looking for something better. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but do you guys like miss being in studio though? Can we just like do this?
I do. Wow. I do. I miss.
Christian's like, fuck you, you fucking prick.
No, because I
fucking see your face every
when
week.
We did talk about that, you're like, no, virtual shows are fine. I think we're told we can do this forever.
I couldn't disagree with you more there, Brian. I think the energy is just better when we're in the same room. There's always the thing where we're going to step on each other's jokes by half second because we're in a Zoom thing, and it's always frustrating when that happens.
So. That's the one that doesn't work. True, yeah. The lag on the Zoom.
The lag always pisses me off. Yeah. You know, there's a good bit that gets stepped on.
But, can't wait till Zoom. There's no more Zoom. Can't wait till no Zoom.
We don't
Zoom.
Have to pay for Zoom anymore. You stop paying.
Yeah. Oh, cool.
Can't did you that, wait? Man. Did you pay for that? Did we Venmo you for
that? I've been paying that for 15 months now.
The whole time.
Wait, it's monthly?
Yeah.
I thought we did like a one payoff thing for the year.
No, it's monthly. Yeah.
How much? I got to text you about that. How much was that?
It's okay.
It's like $15 a month.
Yeah, something like that.
Jesus Christ. Okay. Oh, yeah, we got to pay you back for that. Okay.
I think you guys paid me the first month. And then that was like months ago.
Jesus Christ. Okay.
No, it's really okay. Christian, you pay for everything. Okay. Brian pays for his time. But Menudo. Menudo. Yeah. Okay.
All right. Yeah. Well, there you go. Well, hey, as we wrap up shop here, there's still 100 of you watching right now. If you can hit that like button, get us to 100 likes before we get the hell out of here. We'd very much appreciate that. We also want to thank every single one of you. Once again, if you want to help support us here on this channel, check us out on Patreon, patreon.com/wangers. Helps support us here on this channel. Helps us do fun and amazing videos like the one that Cody is currently working on. You can check out Wangers Drive Through, which is out now. Please, if you haven't seen it yet, go check it out as soon as the stream ends. It's really funny. It's a good time. We eat food and we laugh. And also Spotify, Anchor, Apple Podcasts, anywhere if you ever want to listen to this show on the go. It'll probably sound a whole lot better now that we're going to be in studio. All the levels will probably be a lot better. That's going to be great. Also check us out on the social media platforms, Twitter, Instagram, and also everybody. Forgot to mention.
Oh, no.
Oh,
no.
We did it. We're on TikTok. We're on TikTok.
We're trying it, guys. We're seeing. You never know. Okay, we're gonna try it and see if it clicks.
Yeah. I don't picture this lasting too long. And honestly, it's mostly just gonna be to put up podcast clips. Just to, hopefully, maybe more people will come and see our stuff. So we'll see how it goes.
Apparently, it's a thing that people do on the TikTok. They promote podcasts on there.
Okay. Yeah. If you do want to follow us there, we're at Wanger Show. I don't know how the at system works over there. Just type in Wanger Show. You should be able to find us. So good luck with that. So, we're on TikTok, but Patreon is more important, way more important. And hey, if you've never seen this show before or anything on this channel, please consider hitting that subscribe button.
Anyone new? Anyone here new?
Anybody new?
I'm new.
Nice.
Nice. Yep. TikTok. Yes. Yep. Yep.
Canceled again.
Do you remember the show Minute to Win It hosted by, fucking Guy Fieri. This was the theme song for that, I believe.
Really?
Because it's TikTok, you're on the clock. You got a minute to win it. Remember that?
Wow. Would it go like, you have a minute to win it?
To win it. I think it was like, it's like you have 1 minute to win.
To win.
And you'd go like, yeah, it's great.
There we go.
Great. I just remembered Christian looking at his monitor right now. Remember when Christian first got his monitor and how bright it was?
Bright like that right now.
It was so great. Then he got the second one and then it was fantastic. All right.
Losing sleep over it every week.
It's a funny bit, Christian.
Every week.
Yeah.
We give shout out to our patrons, $15 and up, followed by a funny little sound bite. And Brian.
Yeah.
Are you ready for said sound bites?
My on. Yes. Yes.
Aaron J. Lancaster.
Yeehaw, yeehaw.
Aaron Woodley.
DJ Red Hot Cox.
Alec MS Young.
Yeah, it is.
Alexis Lopez.
It's so hard. It's so hard.
Anthony Marrera.
I looked at new balls today.
Arcadio Castellanos.
It's a lot of white. It's a lot of white up here. So I'm fitting in. Yeah.
Axel the Hungry Hippo.
We don't keep track if you pull out.
Billy Storley.
Speaking of pulling out, guys.
Bobby Mitchell. Whose is it, Bobby?
Oh fuck. I'm going to come.
Brian King.
I did it.
Brian Arsenault.
Lin-Manuel Rand of Cosgrove.
Chris Jones.
Hey, everybody.
Claire Stefan.
You got to get a cock.
Cody Watson.
I was never good at spitting.
Connor Kennedy.
Why are you such a dick?
DJ Red Hot Cox.
DJ Red Hot Cox.
Edith Emma's Petite.
I don't think I've seen the long ones.
Elena Marie 10.
That's a fucking long one. Yeah.
Yeah.
Emmanuel Fuentes.
Whoa.
Whoa, it's bigger.
That thing's going to swallow a person whole.
Enrique Cabreras.
What was that?
I don't know what that's from.
Not that.
Yeah?
I don't think so.
What?
I don't know what that's from. Gabriel J. Leva.
Yeah.
Jerjo Mariflor.
Oh, hell no. No.
Hernan Sebastian.
And then I'll do Pink Lemonade.
That wasn't even
no
one
shame.
Of us.
No shame in ordering that beverage. It's a good beverage.
Is that you, Cody?
Yeah, that's
oh,
me.
Oh, I didn't even sound like you.
I winked to the camera after.
Did I say Hernan Sebastian already? James Chesney. James Lavario.
Happy birthday!
Mommy.
Jason Harvey.
Wait, what?
John Noto.
Absolutely. I'd get punched in the face three times before sticking a car up my ass.
Joseph Tanana.
I'll do that for free, baby. Jackass commentary. Check it out, guys.
JP Beeler.
Why? Because she's a woman?
Yes.
Play it again. We need to play it again. Hold on.
Why? Because she's a woman?
Yes.
JP Beeler.
Oh, brilliant idea.
Carl Soderbeck.
I love how he comes in hot everywhere he fucking goes.
Kimberly.
It's like my butt, Brian.
Kyle Hilbert.
Look at me with the big peen.
Kyle Johnson.
I'm going to eat your fucking intestines.
All right.
Where is that? What did I say? That's you made that one up. That's not real. Maris Thornton.
Intestine.
Brian, you don't see that and get hard.
Mark Murdoch.
Yogurt delivery women are more than food couriers. They're family.
Matthew Picard.
We're almost in quarantine. When was our first quarantine year? We're almost.
Mike Austin.
Jesus never wore a mask.
Michael Bittner.
I will not let you fucking bully me, Brian, for having fun with my life.
Nathan Heredia.
Show us that meat, man. We need to see that meat. I want to see it. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Nick Wade.
Your mother was a whore.
Paul Acton.
Kong is dong, 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 dong in my mouth.
Ramon Coke. Cock.
I'm not going to put his beans in my mouth. That's not going to happen.
Real Snacks Attacks.
Oh, yeah.
Robert Gerbig.
You ever just, like, drink the sauce?
Ruben Heath 25.
I do not shit for my mother's beans.
Samantha Leo Mendoza.
Oh, that one hurts. That one hurts so bad.
Sang Lei.
That one hurts, too. Go to my face.
Sean that Wingblade.
Hurts. No, you're not.
Senior Film.
See, no black people. There's no black people this fair. Okay, interesting.
Oh, God.
Space Wolf Lounge.
I'm a little whore.
Terry Stockwell.
He's a scrawny little boy.
Terry G.
Get ready for racism. Here we go.
Sad Pettit.
I am a man. I have testicles.
TJ Jones. By the way, this poll stays up for 24 hours. And finally, Tyler Eklund.
I can't do this one. Oh, no. I can't look at.
Oh.
Okay. No, this is...
Oh, don't show it.
Oh.
That would hurt so. That would sting for days. Why? That would just sting for days.
Oh, God.
Oh. The fucking sound.
Are you gonna puke? He just passes out.
Like this one, it makes me puke. Christ. It makes me incredibly anxious, and it's like, my God.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Oh, man, boy. That was a
the skinny part.
God damn it.
It's weird seeing him with his real teeth.
Jackass commentary, there, guys. Check that out. We did that last week. Jackass number 2 is this Thursday.
Yeah.
We're going to do that
Thursday,
one.
No, the number 2.
Apparently the best one of the three.
It's the best one. Yeah. Before we get out of here, Emmanuel Fuentes super chatted us saying, Cody, death.
Oh, yes. My thoughts on death, guys. I've been meaning to get to this for a while now, and I think we finally have to. Oh, I guess we don't have time today, guys. Sorry about that.
Sorry,
we're
going
to try to get to that next week.
Thank you, Emmanuel, for sending in those $2. Sorry.
Thoughts on death. I'm going to write that one down.
I think we can carry that over for next week.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think it's appropriate. Yeah. Appreciate every single one of you. 88 likes right now. 12 more. Please?
Please, Daddy.
Please? Okay. Mark that one down.
That one out.
Make sure you follow it up with a hee hee hee, too. Yeah. Oh, boy. Yeah. Last one, everybody. Hey, if you've never seen this before, check out other episodes of The Wagner Show. Check out our last episode of Wagner Drive Through. Please be sure to pledge to us on Patreon. And if you can't do that, just subscribe to this channel. That would mean the world to us. Every single one of you. Thank you all. Soundbite.
Nigerian pussy is the title.
No, stop it.
Nigerian pussy is the soft.